We're back at Snyder Arena in Lincoln as we get set for the men's game here tonight between Hastings and Nebraska Wesleyan. As we spent a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Bill Gavers and coach coming up for the loss the other day at Dakota Wesleyan. Now it's the time to kind of right the ship with a big ball game here tonight against Nebraska Wesleyan.
Yeah, no question about it. You know, we've had a time, opportunity to take a look at film and then meet with some guys individually and look at film and, you know, do some individual stuff and then some team stuff. And the last couple of days in practice, obviously, we focused on the defensive end, being better defensively, because time you give up 98 points, you've got to examine why those things happen, and you have to eliminate that.
Losing to Dakota Wesleyan the other day, 98-84. We had breakdowns on defense. Where were they?
Number one, just a great stance. Just getting low, just being active, having your feet active, not letting your feet be dead, having active hands. Communication, jumping to the ball, just a lot of little basic things that you have to really go back to the drawing board and just drill it. You've got to reinforce the habits that made us really good early in the year, because defensively we were awfully good early, but we spent a lot of time on it in practice, and that's what we got back to the last couple days.
So it was more than Dakota Wesleyan hitting 14 three-pointers and hitting 60% from the field.
Yeah, you know, when a team shoots the ball well, we knew that going in, you've got to be there on the catch. You can't give those guys space. And so that's something that we just have to execute better, scout and report information and things like that. And, you know, Nebraska Wesleyan tonight, you know, they run a lot of sets. They do it differently, but they execute their stuff well, so we have to be ready for their stuff too.
This is actually a big ball game for us, number one, to get back on the winning track, and number two, just to keep pace in the conference right now. We've fallen behind a couple of games down the door.
Oh, no question about it. I mean, every conference game is huge. Every game's big. Every game impacts, you know, the end of the year and the ultimate goal of getting to the national tournament. So our guys have a sense of urgency. We've had a sense of urgency the last couple of days in practice. Now we need to carry that over to the floor.
This team has, we've talked about it throughout the year, following a loss, this team has been able to respond quite well.
Yeah, we have. We responded, and, you know, I got to give credit to our veteran players. Of these guys want to be great. They want to be great, and so they know that they've got to respond. We just can't dig ourselves a hole. You know, in our losses, we've dug holes. We've battled back. We've competed hard, but you just can't get down 15, 18, 19 points on the road to people and expect to win.
A couple of guys coming off of the bench on Saturday playing well for us. Tobin Reinwald and Zach Lena. It's adding a punch for us off of the bench.
Yeah, you know, Zach had a great game. Zach's just aggressive. He just competes on every possession, and that type of mentality is the type of mentality you need of your entire team. Chases rebounds, posts hard. Tobin, you know, obviously just has a knack for scoring. He's a gifted, athletic kid who can score it from outside. He can score it inside. He can post a little bit. He can put it on the floor. So we definitely need contributions from everybody, and those two guys are big.
Play Nebraska Wesleyan here tonight on the road in Lincoln. Again, a tough place to play. These two teams have been going at it, I think, for the 197th time we're going to be meeting. So the series goes back a long, long time.
Well, you know, yesterday at Bronc Talk, we were talking about Coach Muddy and Coach Trader and the battles that they used to have. And those two guys are obviously legends in the game of basketball in terms of coaching and having great teams. And so, yeah, this rivalry does go back a long way. There's a lot of pride involved in the game, and you know, from alums and people associated with the school, people be looking for the score afterwards.
I guess when you take a look at Nebraska Wesleyan, one thing that jumps out right away is defensively. They give up only 64 points per ball game. More of a style that they play, or is this a good, great defensive team?
Oh, I think it's a disciplined team. You know, I think on offense, they're looking to get great shots, and their guys are disciplined in the shot selection that they take. And then defensively, they help each other well. They're active. They're extremely physical. They get after you. They bang you where you want to go and try to take away where you want to get to. So just a well-coached, very disciplined team.
It's going to be a different team than we've seen at Dakota Wesleyan or Morningside or Northwestern. Completely different, isn't it?
Yeah, very different. More deliberate offensively. Run a lot of sets, run about a set every time down the floor, but they execute their stuff so well. So if you're out of position defensively, they're going to make you pay, and we need to be in great position, and we need to be where the ball tells us to be, and we need to help each other well and recognize things on the floor.
Coming in to the weekend, they were hitting right at 50% on their field goals. Did not have a good day against Mount Marty last Saturday, but this is a team that can shoot the basketball.
Oh, very well. Bardsley, you know, Trey at the point, very good three-point shooter, great free-throw shooter. Jackson's a very good shooter, can knock it down. Bradley, you know, and Trevor Johnson is just physical, aggressive, gets at the rim. So, yeah, they've got a number of guys that can hurt you. And, you know, the fact that they're coming off a poor shooting performance at their place, they'll be ready to go. You know that.
Trevor Johnson is their leading scorer, 6'5" and senior. Talk about him a little bit. He's averaging about 19 points per ball game.
Yeah, you know, he can put it on the floor. He's aggressive. He chases rebounds. He's just aggressive. He's very physical. He finishes around the rim. He gets to the free throw line. And so we've got to do a good job of keeping him from catching it where he wants to and then not getting second shots.
And the other kid you mentioned, Eric Jackson, a 6 foot two and senior, averaging in double figures at 11.8.
Yeah, he does. They've done a variety of things with him. He comes off a lot of double staggered screens. They also duck him in on a UCLA play where they're trying to get at him inside in transition, and they'll stagger screen him. So you just have to be alert. You have to be aware, and you got to expect to get screened because these guys are going to screen you. They're going to screen you hard.
Jonah Bradley is a guy who hit for 20 points against Mount Marty last Saturday, a former teammate to Brady Loman, we understand. Those guys, have they had any communication, do you think?
Oh, I think probably so. You know, if you play together in high school, you kind of follow each other's career. And Bradley's a very good player. You know, he likes to use a lot of shot fakes, and he can catch and shoot. So he's a threat to not only shoot it, but he'll also put it on the floor.
Yeah, one of your former players on this team, too, and Casey Wings.
Yeah, Casey is a great kid. I've talked to him on several occasions. Just a great team guy, a hard-working guy, and kind of looking forward to seeing him tonight.
How is that now, being at the college level and seeing some of your former players that now you'll have to play against?
Oh, I think it's fun. You know, it's fun. You're happy for them that things have worked out and that they're part of a team. Because I still say the greatest thing going for young men is to be a part of a team, to be part of a group. And so it's fun. It's exciting. And hopefully it'll go well for us. And Casey will have to suffer the loss tonight. But he's an outstanding kid, and really happy for him and the things that he's done.
As you break things down here tonight, where can we take advantage? Where can we make the move on this team tonight?
You know, we've just got to play really hard from the get-go. We cannot afford to get behind, a large margin. We just need to compete every possession. This game is coming off losses. It's always a lot about you and fixing the things you need to fix. We need to be active. We talk about hands, feet, and mouth have to be active defensively. And then offensively, we have to be in attack mode, and we have to execute our stuff and play inside out and just be on the attack always.
This is a team that is Nebraska Wesleyan, a team that wants to slow things down. Do we have to push the pace here tonight and maybe dictate the tempo in this ball game tonight?
I think they'll push it sometimes, but I think they'd rather get into their sets, get a great shot every time down the floor. We've got to push. And then if we don't have anything, we've got to be disciplined in getting our screen set, getting our cutters cut and tight, and then also posting hard.
Yeah, you like that.
Thanks, Mike.
Joe Gaber's head coach for Hastings College. We'll come back and check the starting lineups. You're listening to Bronco Basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at Snyder Arena in Lincoln, Hastings College basketball as we get sent for the men's game here tonight. Hastings and Nebraska Wesleyan meeting for the 197th time here in men's basketball. The series began back in the 1910-1911 season. Hastings holds a 104-92 advantage here in the season. In fact, this is on this series. In fact, this is the longest running series for Nebraska Wesleyan. With Hastings, so these guys have been playing each other for a long time. Hastings beat Nebraska Wesleyan last year 64-58 here in Lincoln. The Prairie Wolves rallied back for an 82-79 win in February back at Hastings. Starting lineups are brought to you by 5 Points Bank of Hastings, now with 3 locations in Hastings. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, 5 Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC. Hastings will go with Akeem Morris on tonight. Also, Brent Wells, Brady Lohman, Tobin Reinwald getting a start, and Zach Lena. Nebraska Wesleyan with Trevor Johnson, Jonah Bradley, Trey Bardsley, also Eric Jackson, and Tim Schweitzer. Hastings dressed in their visiting maroon uniforms here tonight, trimmed and lettered in the white. Nebraska Wesleyan dressed in their all whites, trimmed and lettered in the brown. Hastings controls the opening tip, but the ball is swatted out of bounds. And it will be a Nebraska Wesleyan playing things in here from the near sideline. So just underway, men's college basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. A very deliberate offense for Nebraska Wesleyan, but Hastings gets a steal down there in the corner. Brent Wells takes it away, a first turnover in Nebraska Wesleyan. Here come the Broncos. That's his Lena driving the baseline. His shot no good, gets his own rebound, goes back up. His shot's going to be no good. Lena gets his own rebound again in the lane. Lena takes it to the hole. His shot's going to be up there, no good, and an offensive foul is called on Zach Lena. Now the other official comes in out here in three-point territory, and he calls a traveling violation. So no foul called there on Zach Lena. He had three shots at the hole and could not convert. Lena has finally whistled for a traveling violation. So both Lena and Tobin Reinwald getting a start for Hastings in the starting lineup here tonight. Abu Fall and Jake Hamburger will come off the bench. Both Lena and Reinwald have done a great job the past couple of weeks. There's a pass that's going to be lost out of bounds. Nebraska Wesleyan throws the ball out of bounds. So two turnovers on the Prairie Wolves in their first two series. Hastings 12-4 in the season. They're 6-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Nebraska Wesleyan 8-4. They're 3-4 in conference play. Both teams coming off of losses on Saturday. There's a shot from deep in the left corner. No good by Lohman. Rebound by Wells. He gets the ball to Tobin. Tobin in lane puts it up the right-handed and scores. Tobin Reinwald gets the first field goal of the ball game for Hastings. And the Broncos are out on top by a score of 2-0. 19:06 to play here in the first half from Snyder Arena here in Lincoln. There's Barnsley with the ball. Trey Barnsley, he comes out here near the 10-second line to Jonah Bradley. Jonah Bradley is matched up with Brady Lohman. Those guys were teammates in Norfolk. Led the Panthers to the state championship during their high school days, and they are matched up against each other here in this ball game tonight. There's the ball. It's going to be tipped into the backcourt. It's picked up by Wesleyan. Now the scramble is on. Lohman has got it. Now he gets it into the hands of Keith Morris on the turnover on Nebraska Wesleyan. Third turnover on the Prairie Wolves. Hastings College has got the ball. Brady Lohman down here in the corner gets it inside to Tobin Reinwald. Kicks it out to Akeem Morris on traveling violation. Akeem out here in three-point territory took off with a hole. He's gone for a traveling violation. First turnover on Hastings here in the ball game. The Broncos have the lead over Nebraska Wesleyan. 2-0 is the score. We talked about Lohman and also Jonah Bradley. Bo Gavers has got one of his former players playing here for Nebraska Wesleyan. That's Casey Weens. There's a shot in the lane. It's going to be up and in. Jonah Bradley scores. Jonah Bradley scores to tie up the ball game now at 2 points apiece. 18 minutes to play here in the first half. Here's Lohman with the ball at the top of the key. Lohman sends it over here to Ryan Wall. Here's a pass off with the fingertips of Wells out of bounds. Second straight turnover on Hastings. Wells was out here on the baseline on the right side. Couldn't control the pass. It goes through his fingertips. Nebraska Wesleyan will play things in. The Broncos losing to Dakota Wesleyan on Saturday, 98-84. Nebraska Wesleyan losing to Mount Marty on Saturday here at Snyder Arena in Lincoln. We're tied up now at 2 points apiece. Driving the ball is Barnsley. Kicks it down in the corner. A long-range three put up there and in. Eric Jackson throws up a three ball for Nebraska Wesleyan. 5-2. Back the other way is Lena. His shot no good, but the foul is going to be called. So Hastings getting back quickly on offense there. Zach Lennon is fouled into play. Wesleyan's got a 5-2 lead. The personal foul is going to be whistled on Tim Schweitzer. That's going to be his first. First team foul in Nebraska Wesleyan. 17:39 to play here in the first half. 5-2. Nebraska Wesleyan has got the lead. Lennon to the free throw line. His shot is up there and the shot good. Lennon is a 73% foul shooter in the season. Hastings is a team hitting 73% of their foul shots. That is number three in the conference. They're hitting 48% from the field. That is sixth in the conference. And 36% from three-point territory. That is eighth in the conference. Schweitzer now is going to have to come to the bench. He's got some blood in his mouth, and he's going to have to take off to the locker room here early. Trent Seidel comes into the ballgame. Trent Seidel comes into the ballgame now to replace him for Nebraska Wesleyan. Zach Lehner to the free throw line. The next one is up there. It's going to be good. So Lehner's got two. Tobin Reinwald has got two. It's a 5-4 ball game. Nebraska Wesleyan with a 1-point lead. Prairie Wolves have the ball as they bring it down the far sideline. That is a Bradley with the ball. Bradley goes over there to Trevor Johnson. Trevor Johnson gets it in the hands of Seidel. He's picked up there by Zach Lena. Gets it down in the corner. Driving the baseline is going to be Jackson, and we got a whistle. And a foul is going to be called here as Jackson tries to take the ball in the hole, and a foul is going to be called on Reinwald. That's going to be his first. First foul in Tobin. Going to be team foul number one on Hastings. Non-shooting situation. Nebraska Wesleyan very good defensively. They give up only 64.9 points per ball game. Here's Barnsley with the ball picked up by Akeem Morrison. Barnsley out here in three-point territory looking to drive it. Now he's retreating, goes down in the corner. That's going to be Seidel with the ball. Seidel back outside the mark here to Eric Jackson. He drives it down the lane. The ball's going to be stripped away. It's picked up by Wells. That's the fourth turnover on Nebraska Wesleyan. Wells comes back out of Morrison, top of the key, gets away, drives it down the lane, puts up a shot. He's knocked down in the play, and the foul is going to be called. As the coach talked in the pregame show, a very physical team we'll see here tonight at Nebraska Wesleyan. They're not afraid to bang you around a little bit. Akeem Morrison goes tumbling out of bounds there. Jackson picks up his first personal foul, and Akeem goes to the free throw line for Hastings. Morrison, an 86% foul shooter in the season. He's 13 out of 15. His free throw is up there and in. That ties the score at 5 points apiece. Andrew Menace comes into the ball game now for Nebraska Wesleyan. Coming to the bench will be Eric Jackson. Menace averages 6.2 points and 1.3 rebounds per game. The second shot by Morrison's going to be up there and in, and Hastings College reclaims the lead. 6-5 is the score now as the Broncos have scored the last 4 points here in the ball game. Here's Barnsley with the ball. Barnsley goes to the far sideline to Menace. Menace takes it down in the corners. They get it down there to a Bradley. Back outside here in 3 point territory. The ball's going to be poked into the backcourt. It's picked up there by Wesleyan. Barnsley has got it. He'll bring things up against Morrison. Barnsley on the dribble. As they set up the offense here for Nebraska Wesleyan, Barnsley drives the ball, gets Morrison, a runner down the lane, and shots up there and in. Trey Barnsley, who's averaging 9 points per ball game, gets his first field goal. Wesleyan goes back out on top by a score of 7-6. Here's Brady Lohman with the ball, entry pass, they get it to Ryan Wald. He's double teamed, right side of the lane. Ryan Wald, his pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Trey Johnson, turnover number 3 on Hastings. Here's Menace with the ball. He sends it inside, grabbing it down there deep. A Scheidel, the shot's going to be no good. Ball swatted around. It's picked up here by Reinwald. Reinwald down to Morrison, down to Brent Wells. He drives his running one-hander. Is up there, no good. He's fouled into play. Brent Wells is fouled into play here by Jonah Bradley. That's the first foul on Bradley. Team foul number 2 on Nebraska Wesleyan. Going to the free throw line will be Brent Wells. Still playing with some stitches in his forehead after getting conked down there in Florida when we were down at Florida Memorial in that second ball game. Wells' shot is up there and in. Wells is a 65% free throw shooter in the season, 28 out of 43 coming in here, averaging 6.5 points per ball game. That's his first point tonight. We are tied up now at 7 points apiece. Next shot from Wells is up there and in. Hastings College has got the lead. So a seesaw battle early here between Hastings and Nebraska Wesleyan. 8-7 to score. The Broncos have the lead. There's a Barnsley with the ball. Barnsley goes over on the high right side with the ball over there is going to be Jonah Bradley. Out of Barnsley again. He circles around against Morrison. Moves it to the right side of the lane. Out to Trevor Johnson. He dumps it down. Oh, and a shot is up and in. Johnson gets the assist. Trent Scheidel getting the field goal down deep in the Hastings College lane. It's now 9-8. Nebraska Wesleyan has got the lead. Broncos come back with the basketball. Here's Morrison going over to Brady Lohman. Free throw line extended left side, picked up by Trevor Johnson. Lohman getting rid of it now to a Tobin Reinwald, trying to drive it down the baseline. He can't. Good defense here by Wesleyan. Man-to-man defense for the Prairie Wolves. 12 seconds left on the shot clock. Lohman dribbling with the ball out here in 3 point territory. Lohman against Seidel. Lohman spins. He takes the ball to the basket. His shot is up there and in. Nice move to the basket by Brady Lohman. That's the first field goal of the ball game for Lohman. Here's a second leading scorer in the Great Plains Athletic Conference this week, averaging 20.1 points per ball game. 10-9 is the score. Hastings now with a 1 point lead. Down in the corner is Jonah Bradley. Bradley around the screen, throws up a three ball. It's up there and in. Jonah Bradley, a 34% 3 point shooter on the season, nails his first one here tonight. He's got 5 points in the ball game. It's now 12-10. Wesleyan has got the lead. Hastings with the ball. Tobin Reinwald comes over here on the right side. On the near sideline is going to be Lohman. He gets it inside to a Brent Wells. He's double-teamed down on the baseline. Wells, skip pass goes over to Morrison. He loses control of it. It's going to be picked up here by Barnsley. Turnover number 4 on Hastings. Down the right sideline, Menace is going to get the ball. Goes inside down to Seidel. Seidel comes over here to Bradley. He drives. He loses control of the ball. It's picked up by Lena. That's the fifth turnover on Nebraska Wesleyan. Here's Lohman back. He fires up a three. His shot's going to be up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Trent Seidel. Seidel gets it away. Now Nebraska Wesleyan will hold things up. They'll run a set here as a Barnsley will trot it into the offensive scoring zone. Bounce pass comes over here to a Metis. Back outside to Barnsley. Shot for three. Good. Trey Barnsley scores on a three-pointer. And here we go again. The opposition throwing down three balls as Dakota Wesleyan put up 14 of them on Saturday. Nebraska Wesleyan has hit three of them so far here in this ball game. And now Bill Gavers wants to call a timeout. 13 minutes and 56 seconds to play. Here in the first half, we'll take a break with a score. Nebraska Wesleyan 15, Hastings 10.
We're Shelter Insurance. We view life insurance a little differently.
We think the most thoughtful gift you can give your family doesn't come with a bow.
We know that a life should be measured by more than just dollars and cents.
And we know you'll love the peace of mind life insurance gives you.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball tonight brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. They're at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. 15-10 is the score. Nebraska Wesleyan is out to a 5-point lead here over Hastings. As the Broncos call the timeout, Lohman comes back the other way, drives it down the left side of the lane, takes it to the basket and scores. Brady Lohman hits his second field goal of the ball game. He's got 4 points. And the score is now 15-12. The Broncos trailing here in the ball game. There's Byron Thompson into the ball game now for Nebraska Wesleyan. Goes to Seidel on the far side. Seidel now to Schweitzer, who's back into the ball game. Entry pass to get it inside to Jackson. His shot's going to be deflected, and the ball is brought out of there by Wells. Wells gets it into the hands now of Zach Lena. Now to Lohman. Lohman into the forecourt. Jake Hamburger's into the ball game now for Hastings College. Lohman gets it away now to Brandon Krause, who's also into the contest here for Hastings. Krause goes over to Lohman. High left side. Top of the key, that's Wells with the ball, not a Hamburger. Feeds it inside to Abu Fall. He spins, he puts up a shot, it's up there and in. So Abu Fall gets the field goal. He's in there now for the Broncos as well. Hastings back to within 1 point, 15-14 to score. Here's a Thompson with the ball now for Nebraska Wesleyan, being hocked out here by Brandon Krause to Schweitzer. To the near side, three-pointer by Jackson is shot good. Eric Jackson from a different area code here in front of the Bronco bench. He hits his second three. He's got 6 points in the ballgame. There's a pass down to Hamburger. His shot is up and in. Nice pass by Brandon Krause down to Jake Hamburger. Jake gets the field goal, and it's now 18-16. Broncos are down by 2 points. Here's Thompson with the ball. Thompson to Seidel. Seidel moves it over here to the near sideline. Eric Jackson out on top now with 3-pointer. Put up there is no good by Menace. Offensive rebound comes down to Seidel. He keeps the ball alive for Nebraska Wesleyan. There's a Thompson with the ball to the far sideline. The ball deflected out of the hands of Trent Seidel, and it'll be Nebraska Wesleyan playing things in. Jonah Bradley comes back into the ball game now for Nebraska Wesleyan. Lena comes back in. Tobin Reinwald comes back in. 12 minutes and 14 seconds to play. Here in the first half, Hastings College is trailing Nebraska Wesleyan by the score of 18-16. The last 3 years, Nebraska Wesleyan has beaten Hastings 4 out of their 6 meetings. They split a couple of games last year. Jonah Bradley has got the ball on the right sideline, picked up there by Ryan Ball. As Hastings stays with a man-to-man defense. Menace with the ball. He drives it against Hamburger. Throws it down in the corner as Wesleyan works with it here. That's going to be Jonah Bradley with the ball, picked up by Reinwald. Out on top, that's going to be Thompson as he drives the ball now with 8 seconds. Sends it across the top to Menace. Down here in the corner to Schweitzer. Drives it in the lane, puts up a little hook shot. It's no good. Now we got a foul call and a rebound. Tim Schweitzer taking the ball to the rack there. And a personal foul is going to be called and a boo fall of Hastings. That's the first foul and a boo fall. Team foul number 2 on Hastings. Down at the scorer's table, into the ball game now is going to be Trevor Johnson. Going out is going to be Trent Scheidel. So Johnson back into the ball game. It'll be Nebraska Wesleyan playing it in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Jonah Bradley will be the trigger man. He gets it in down in the corner to Thompson. Thompson free throw line extended right side as he brings it out here on the dribble. Sends it back inside to Johnson. Turnaround jumper good. Johnson posted up in the lane. They got him the ball, and Johnson puts it in off the window. 20-16 is the score now. Wesleyan with a 4-point lead. Brandon Krause with the ball for Hastings. Krause across the midcourt stripe as he works against Thompson. Gets it out here to Hamburger. That is Zach Lena. Lena here to Brandon Krause here on the near sideline. Takes it to the elbow. Sends it over to Lena. He spins. Can't put up a shot over Johnson. Comes back out to a Hamburger for Hastings. Now to Krause. Entry pass. They get it to Abu. He backs up. Puts up a shot off the window. It's going to be no good. Rebound Schweitzer. Schweitzer gets the ball now to Byron Thompson. Here come the Prairie Wolves. They've got a 4-point lead. 20-16 over Hastings. Schweitzer takes it to the far sideline of Metis. Gets it inside to Johnson. Kicks it back out here to Bradley. Down in the corner to Thompson. Fakes the three. Drives the baseline. His shot up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Abu. Abu Falls got the ball for Hastings off to Brandon Krause. Down the near sideline. Runs into Thompson. Krause in trouble now in front of the Prairie Wolves bench. He finally gets it away. Zach Lennon has got the ball now to Abu. Abu scores around to the basket. Dribbles to it now. He drives it. Spins against Schweitzer. He puts it up there left-handed and scores. Abu Falls scores falling down. Abu now with 4 points in the ball game. 20-18. Hastings College down by 2 points. Byron Thompson has got the ball now as he trots it across the midcourt stripe here. Picked up by Brandon Krause of Hastings. Byron Thompson, bounce pass to the near sideline to Menace. Circles around, takes it to the right side. Throws it down in the corner to Thompson. Bounce pass is deflected out of bounds. Brandon Krause gets his hands out there for Hastings. Krause comes out. Here comes Akeem Morissot into the ball game now for Hastings College. Into the ball game for Nebraska Wesleyan is going to be Trey Barnsley. Going out will be Thompson. Brent Wells also checking in the ball game for Hastings, replacing Zach Lena. Carson Bloom is not in uniform here tonight as he continues to nurse a stress fracture on his foot. There's a shot from the top of the key. It's going to be no good by Barnsley. Rebound comes down to Hamburger. Off to Akeem Morissant, not a Hamburger. And in the offensive zone, there's a feed over there to Brent Wells. At the Hamburger, top of the key, fakes the three. Sends it back to Morissant. On the far sideline, Morissant, now to Brent Wells. Wells gets it into the hands of Tobin Reinwald. Tobin, two-handed pass, comes down in the corner. That's Hamburger. To Reinwald, to Hamburger, inside to Abu. Abu fakes, he puts it up there left-handed and scores again. Abu fall with three field goals in the first half. He's got 6 points, and the Broncos have come back to tie the score. Wesleyan led by five just a few minutes ago at 15-10. We're now tied up at 20 points apiece. Here's Barnsley with the ball. Barnsley works against Morissant. They send it inside to Schweitzer. The ball stripped away, and a foul is going to be called. I think Bull Fall is going to be the guilty party here. That's going to be the case. Fall picks up his second. That's going to be team foul number three on Hastings. And going to the free throw line for Nebraska Wesleyan is going to be Tim Schweitzer. Schweitzer hitting only 39% of his free throws so far this year. He is 3 out of 9. Wesleyan is the worst free throw shooting team in the conference, as they're hitting only 64% of their foul shots. A shot from the charity stripe by Schweitzer is going to be no good. In the ball game now, Eric Jackson coming to the bench will be Andrew Menes. Lena comes in now for Hastings, replacing Abu Fall. 9 minutes and 25 seconds to play here in the first half. Hastings and Nebraska Wesleyan tied up at 20 points apiece in men's college basketball. Second shot is up there and in by Schweitzer. He's 1-2. And in the women's ball game, if you're just joining us, Hastings with an easy time tonight. They beat Nebraska Wesleyan by the score of 88-61. Nebraska Wesleyan now with a 1 point lead in this one, 21-20. Here comes Akeem Morissant back into the offensive zone for Hastings. Morissant picked up out there by Barnsley of Nebraska Wesleyan. Lohman, high left side, bounce pass, goes inside to Lena. Lena spins, tries to put up a shot over Schweitzer. This could be knocked down, but it's picked up here by Lohman. Lohman drives it now for Hastings, puts up an off-balance shot. It's going to be no good. Rebound Lena, follow shot, no good. Rebound Lena, follow shot, no good again. Rebound is loose, and it's going to be picked up by Brent Wells. Wells gets it to Tobin Reinwald, now to Morissant, 4-3. The shot is up there. That one is no good, and the rebound comes down to Barnsley. Barnsley runs her back the other way. 3-on-2 from Nebraska Wesleyan. Nice pass shot up and in. Barnsley gets the assist. Trevor Johnson gets the field goal. Johnson now with 4 points in the ball game, 23-20. Wesleyan has got the lead. Reinwald, bounce pass, goes to Wells. Kicks it out to the free throw line. Lena's shot is up there. It's off of the left side. No good. Rebound comes down to Barnsley. Barnsley runs her back the other way for Wesleyan. Down the lane. Kicks it out here on the right side. A three-pointer by Bradley. A shot good. Jonah Bradley knocks down a three-pointer. He's got 8 points in the ball game, and Wesleyan has scored six straight. 26-20 is the score. Here's Morissant with the ball now for Hastings. Goes over to Lohman on the high left side. Now to Tobin Reinwald, top of the key. Wesleyan in a man-to-man defense. Reinwald takes off, drives it to the bucket. His shot is up there. It's good, and he's fouled in the play. Tobin Reinwald takes it right to the hole for Hastings and scores. Reinwald now with 4 points in the ball game. He'll go to the free throw line. They're trying to make this a three-point play. It was fouled into play by Eric Jackson of Nebraska Wesleyan. The second foul on Jackson. Reinwald to the line. He's an 84% foul shooter. Into the ball game, Andrew Menes. Coming out will be Eric Jackson. So Menes back into the ball game here. The 6'1" in senior out of Plattsmouth, Nebraska. It'll be Reinwald to the free throw line here for Hastings in a 26-22 ball game. Reinwald's free throw is up there and in. So Reinwald down with 5 points in the ball game. Hastings back to within three. 26-23. Nebraska Wesleyan has got the ball. Here's Trey Barnsley with it now. Picked up there by Akeem Morissant of Hastings to the far sideline. Bradley has got it. Jonah Bradley comes out here to Barnsley here on the near sideline. Down in the corner. Barnsley gets it back for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be too strong this time. Lena got the rebound for Hastings. Lena got it away. Now to Tobin. To Akeem Morissant into the offensive zone. Out to Lohman. He directs some traffic out here. Picked up out there by Trevor Johnson. Reinwald has got it top of the key. Now to Lena here on the near sideline. Zach takes off, trying to drive it. He can't do it. Gives it away to Wells. He takes the ball to the hole. His shot no good, but he's fouled into play. Brent Wells took the ball to the hole there, and he's fouled into play. The personal is going to be whistled on Jonah Bradley. That's going to be his second. That's going to be team foul number 5 on Wesleyan. Going to the free throw line for Hastings again will be Brent Wells. Wells already 2 of 2 from the stripe here tonight. 26-23, Hastings College trailing. Shot from the line is up there. It's no good by Wells. He'll get one more. Bronco basketball tonight brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. They're at 604 South Burlington. Brent Wells prepares for his second shot here as he was fouled in the act of shooting. Broncos down by three. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. So Wellesley hits one out of two from the free throw line. 26-24. Hastings back within 2 points. Wesley is led by five on a couple of occasions here in this one. There's a pass and a foul is going to be called on Wells. They got to shine a lot here in three-point territory. Wells trying to knock it loose and picks up the personal foul for his efforts. Brent Wells picks up personal foul number one. Team foul number four on Hastings. Andrew Menace will inbound the ball off of the far sideline as they get it into a Barsley. Barsley picked up by Morris on again. Barsley dribbling with the ball to the near sideline. Barsley looking. Finally comes here to the near side in front of the Bronco bench, the Menace. Out this side now, back down in the corner. There's a long-range jumper by Barsley. Good, a three-pointer. Fires that one up over Morissette. Trey Barsley now has got 8 points in the ball game, a couple of three-pointers, and now we got an offensive foul coming back the other way. A foul is going to be called on Zach Lena. Runs over a man down here. Zach Lena picks up his first personal foul. Officially a turnover on Hastings. That's going to be their fifth. 29-24. Again, Nebraska Wesleyan has got a five-point lead. We're down to 6 minutes and 50 seconds to play here in the first half from Snyder Arena in Lincoln. Menace with the ball, left side of the lane. Comes out to Barsley, circles around, takes it to the right side, drives it down the right side of the lane. The ball stripped away. It's picked up by Lohman of Hastings. Brady Lohman comes over here to Tobin Reinwald, 4-3 from the near sideline. Yes! Tobin Reinwald buries the three-pointer from the near side. He's got 8 points in the contest. Hastings back to within two. 29-27 is the score. Here's a Trey Barsley with the ball. Barsley working against Morrison as he comes into the offensive scoring zone for Nebraska Wesleyan. Bounce pass comes over here to Menace. Moves it on the dribble to the top of the key to the far sideline. Dumps it down low to Scheinl. The shot is up and in. Trent Scheinl scoring there. He's now got 4 points in the ball game. Wesleyan has now got a 4-point lead. 31-27. 6 minutes to play here in the first half. Here's Morrison with the ball. Now to Reinwald. Long pass goes down low to Wells. He gets loose and he scores. Brent Wells grabs the ball from Tobin Reinwald, hits his first field goal of the ball game. He's now got 5 points, 31-29. Hastings down by 2 points. Here's Casey Weens into the ball game now, a former Grand Island Central Catholic Crusader. He played for Bill Gavers at Central Catholic. Here's a shot for Scheinl from the top of the key. It's good. Trent Scheinl scores a three-pointer. And now it's a 34-29 ball game again. A five-point lead for Nebraska Wesleyan. Lohman has got the ball. Brady Lohman, bounce pass comes out to Tobin here. 25 feet away from the basket. Goes over to Lohman. Cross-court pass to Tobin Reinwald. Dribbles to the elbow. Throws up a shot. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes out to Scheinl, and a foul is going to be called. A foul here is going to go on Hastings. It's going to go on Zach Lena. Zach picks up his second personal foul. End of the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Hamburger. Hamburger comes in. Morissette checks out. Also coming in will be Abu Fall, and Zach Lena will come to the bench. 5:17 to play here in the first half. Hastings College basketball tonight here on 1230 KHIS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. 34-29, Wesleyan with the lead. Prairie Wolves with the ball. Barsley has got it. Now to Scheidel. Moves it over to Menace. Bounce pass goes inside to Johnson. He's double-teamed. Trevor Johnson still with the ball. Now has to get rid of it. Does so. Menace down in the corner as he works against Reinwald. Top of the key to Scheidel. Scheidel puts it on the floor. Dribbles to the left side of the lane. 7 seconds on the shot clock. Top of the key, Menace throws up a shot. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Tip try, no good. Foul called. It's going to be on Trent Scheidel as he goes over the back of Abu Fall. Trent picks up his first personal foul. Team foul number six on Nebraska Wesleyan. Brandon Krause comes into the ballgame now for Hastings College. Krause comes in. Reinwald checks out. Again, Carson Bloom not playing tonight for Hastings College. He's had a stress fracture in his foot, and evidently it's bothered him to a point where he is not in uniform tonight for Hastings. 4 minutes and 35 seconds to play here in the first half, 34-29. Hastings is down by 5 points. Here's Brent Wells out here in three-point territory. Now we got a foul away from all the action. It's going to come over here. Looks like Trevor Johnson's going to be a guilty party. He's got his arms outreached saying, who, me? Trevor Johnson picks up the foul. That's going to be his first. Johnson checks out. Schweitzer comes back in. That's going to be team foul number 7 called the Nebraska Wesleyan. So now Brady Woolman, one of the better foul shooters in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, will go to the free throw line. He's hitting 82%. Abu comes out of the ball game now as John DeWard is going to check into the ball game for the first time here. John DeWard, a 6'6" sophomore out of Utica, shot from the free throw line by Woolman is up there and in. So Brady Woolman has now got 5 points in the ball game. Hastings trailing by 4. It is now a 34-30 ball game. 4 minutes and 29 seconds to play in the first half. The second shot is up there and in by Woolman. 34-31. Hastings now down by 3 points. Broncos still in the man-to-man defense as Nebraska Wesleyan comes back into the forecourt here down the far sideline. Down there in the corner is going to be a Scheidel. Scheidel gets it to Schweitzer. Moves it down to the baseline on the right side again. Scheidel mishandles the ball, but it goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Nebraska Wesleyan ball. So the Prairie Wolves will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 4:13 to play here in the first half. Wesleyan 34, Hastings 31. Casey Weens will inbound the ball here for Nebraska Wesleyan. Gets it to Scheidel. His shot is up there. He banks one home. Trent Scheidel scoring there. He's now got 9 points here in the first half. He only averages 8.5. So he's got a good first half going here against Hastings College. That's now a 5-point lead again for Nebraska Wesleyan. They've been by 5 a couple of times here in the ballgame. Well, this one being at 36-31. There's Hamburger with the ball. Now to Brandon Krause around his screen from Wells. Krause down the far sideline. Picked up by Scheidel. Has to get rid of it. He does. Out to Woolman near the 10-second line. 3:44 to play. Woolman moves it on the dribble to the left side of the floor. Now cuts it to the elbow. Puts up a shot on the left side. It's going to be no good. Way off of the mark. And the rebound comes down to Menace. Andrew Menace gets it away to a Barnsley. Trey Barnsley with the ball. Here's a pass to Scheidel. Scheidel takes off. Drives it. Kicks it down in the corner. Weans for 3. Shot up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Brent Wells. Wells now to Krause. Down the near sideline to Hamburger. Two-handed pass goes over to Woolman. Nearly throws it out of bounds. Brady Woolman grabs the ball to Brandon Krause. Krause sends it over here to Hamburger on the right side. Now to Krause. Top of the key. Nice pass down low. His shot is up and in. That's Brent Wells. Krause gets the assist. Brent Wells gets the field goal. And now we got a timeout, Nebraska Wesleyan. Brent Wells now has 7 points in the ballgame. Krause gets the assist in that last possession. And Hastings back to within 3 points. 3 minutes and 5 seconds to go here in the first half. We've got a timeout, Wesleyan, to score. The Prairie Wolves 36, the Broncos 33.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Click on HD Media on the Tribune website for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. For Tribune classified and circulation services, the hours are Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturdays from 8 to 10. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
So these two teams meeting for the 197th time in men's college basketball here tonight at Snyder Arena, a series that dates back to the 1910-1911 season. These guys have been playing each other for a long, long time, the longest lasting series in Nebraska Wesleyan basketball history, and certainly it's going to be pretty close, if not the longest one in Hastings basketball history as well. 36-33 is the score. The ball is poked into the backcourt here. Barnsley retrieves it for Nebraska Wesleyan. Comes to Menace here on the near sideline. Now he falls down. Menace picks it back up. Menace down here on the baseline gets it into the Scheidel. Shot no good, but he's fouling the play. John DeWard is going to be hit with a personal foul. That's going to be John's first. Andrew Menace will go to the free throw line for Nebraska Wesleyan. No, it's going to be Scheidel going to the free throw line. Scheidel going to the free throw line here for Wesleyan. He's got 9 points in the ball game. His shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Trent Scheidel is a 56% foul shooter in the season. Coming to the ball game now will be Byron Thompson. Thompson comes in, a 5'10" junior out of Centennial, Colorado. Trent Scheidel's next free throw is up there and in, so he converts 1 out of 2. Wesleyan has got a 4-point lead here over Hastings College. We're in the first half. 37-33 is the score. Hastings with the ball. Brandon Krause will bring things up. Krause out here in 3-point territory. Stops, gets the ball now into the hands of Hamburger. Now to Ryan Wall, down in the corner to Krause, fakes the three, drives it in the lane. He puts up an off-balance shot around the rim, falls off, no good. Weens had a rebound, he lost it, and they give the ball to Nebraska Wesleyan. It was poked out of Casey Weens' hands. Trevor Johnson comes back into the ball game now for Wesleyan. Trent Seidel will come to the bench. 2 minutes and 26 seconds to play. Nebraska Wesleyan 37, Hastings College 33. Here's Byron Thompson with the ball. Brings it back into the offensive zone here for the Prairie Wolves. Comes over to Casey Weens on the near sideline. Weens to Schweitzer, now to Weens to Thompson. Down in the corner on the right side, that's Andrew Menace with the ball behind his screen. Bounce pass goes to Trevor Johnson with his back to the basket. Now spins. He's double-teamed. Throws up a shot anyway. It's no good. He's fouling the play. Trevor Johnson trying to make something happen down there for Nebraska Wesleyan. He is fouling the play here. Now he'll go to the free throw line for the Prairie Wolves as he's fouling the play by Brandon Krause of Hastings. The first foul on Krause. Going to the free throw line for Nebraska Wesleyan will be Trevor Johnson. He's got 4 points in the ball game on two field goals. His first free throw of the night is up there and in. He's a 60% foul shooter in the season. Krause comes out. Coming back into the ball game for Hastings will be Brent Wells. Nebraska Wesleyan 38, Hastings College 33. Trevor Johnson will have one more. His shot is up there. It is good. So a couple of free throws by Trevor Johnson, the 6'5" senior out of Lincoln Pius. And Nebraska Wesleyan now has the biggest lead of the ball game at 39-33 with a 1:53 left here in the first half. Here's Lohman driving the ball into the basket. His shot is up and in. Boy, when you need a basket, just put the ball into the hands of Lohman and he'll get it for you. Brady Lohman now with 8 points in the ball game. 39-35. Hastings back to within 4 points. Here's Byron Thompson with the ball. Thompson goes over to Weens. Free throw line extended right side. Comes back to Thompson. Thompson takes it inside the free throw circle. Throws up a shot and hits it. That was too easy. Byron Thompson hits the free throw line jumper. He's got 2 points in the ball game. 41-35. Nebraska Wesleyan with a lead. Hastings with the ball. Reinwald lobs it inside to Wells, and he's hammered on the play. A personal foul here is going to be called on Casey Weens of Nebraska Wesleyan. That's going to be the first foul on Weens. Brent Wells goes back to the free throw line now for Hastings. Wells has got 7 points in the ball game. He is 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. He'll have a couple of shots here. Wells, a 65% foul shooter on the season. 118 to play here in the first half. Shot from the free throw line, good. He'll have one more. It's 41-36. Hastings down by 5 points. We were tied at 20 last time here in the ball game after a seesaw battle throughout much of the first 7 minutes of the contest. Next shot is up there. It is good by Brent Wells. Nebraska Wesleyan now with a 4 point lead at 41-37. Here's Thompson back with the ball. Byron Thompson comes over here to Andrew Menace. Top of the key to Schweitzer. Down in the corner again to Thompson. Fakes the three. Sends the ball inside to Johnson. A fake. Throws up a shot. Good. Trevor Johnson post up left side of the lane. They got him the ball. A little ball fake there. And he finally gets the field goal to go down. He's got 6 points in the ball game. 43-37. Nebraska Wesleyan with a lead. Here's Reinwald with it now. Free throw line extended right side. Reinwald holds it. Holds it. And finally gets rid of it. Brady Lohman has got it now. Lohman picked up by Trevor Johnson. Lohman drives the ball. Now stops. Throws up a shot. Good. Brady Lohman hits another one for Hastings. He's got 10 points in the ball game. Lohman, the second best scorer in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, averaging 20.1 points per ball game. 43-39. The Broncos are down by 4 points. Casey Weens with the ball now for the Prairie Wolves. He gets it to Schweitzer. Drives it down the lane, and he's hammered into play as he goes tumbling out of bounds here. John DeWard picks up the personal foul. That's going to be the second one on DeWard. I understand the students are not back at school yet after the Christmas break, but a good crowd on hand here at Snyder Arena as these two old-time rivals are squaring off here tonight. Tim Schweitzer to the free throw line here for Nebraska Wesleyan. He's 1 out of 2 so far tonight. Shot is up there. The shot is good. Tim Schweitzer will have another one. Hastings College women won the first game here tonight easily over Nebraska Wesleyan, winning by the score of 88-61. Second shot by Schweitzer is down through the hole. He's now got 3 points in the ball game, and Wesleyan has opened up a 6 point lead again over Hastings with 20.5 seconds to go in the first half, 45-39. Lohman will come back for Hastings now. Wayside dribble as he brings it into the offensive zone. Hastings will work for a final shot here this first half. We're down to 10 seconds to go. Lohman just across the 10-second line. Comes over to Reinwald. Two-handed pass goes over to Hamburger. 4-3 from the corner. His shot's going to be no good. Rebound is loose. It goes to the far corner, and it goes out of bounds, and that's going to be the end of the first half of play. So Nebraska Wesleyan has got the lead over Hastings College here at the break. It is Nebraska Wesleyan 45, Hastings 39. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHIS.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Mmm, so many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery, with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
5 Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the 5-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
So 17th ranked Hastings College having a tough time here tonight with Nebraska Wesleyan. They are trailing here at the break by a score of 45-39. The Broncos' largest lead in the first half was 2 points. Nebraska Wesleyan's biggest lead several times at 6 points. We've been playing between those 2 points the entire way, and Hastings right now trailing by a score of 45-39 here in the contest. Shooting in the first half, Hastings hitting only 48% of their field goals. They are 13 out of 27. Nebraska Wesleyan 16 out of 26 for 61%. Hastings 1 out of 5 on three-pointers for 20%. Nebraska Wesleyan 7 out of 11 for 63%. The Broncos are 12 out of 13 from the free-throw line, for 92%. Nebraska Wesleyan 6 out of 8 for 75%. Hastings out rebounding Nebraska Wesleyan 15-10 in the first half. The Broncos have 7 offensive rebounds and 8 on defense. Nebraska Wesleyan has got 2 offensive rebounds and 8 on defense. Hastings has got 6 turnovers so far in the basketball game. Nebraska Wesleyan has turned the ball over 5 times. Hastings with 1 block shot and 3 steals. Nebraska Wesleyan has got 1 block shot and 2 steals. Hastings College trailing here at halftime by the score of 45-39. The halftime show today is brought to you by Valentino's of Hastings. Now enjoy everything that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carry out. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you for the office, for the party, for your family meal. It's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. Quickly, a check of the scoring here. Brady Lohman is leading the way for Hastings. He has got 10 points in the ballgame. Brent Wells, he has got 9. Tobin Reinwald, he has got 8 points here at halftime. 6 for Abu Fall. And 2 points apiece for Zach Lina, Jake Hamburger, and Akeem Morissot. Nebraska Wesleyan, they're being led so far by Trent Seidel. He's come out for the bench to score 10 points for the Prairie Wolves. Trey Barsley, he has got 8 points. Jonah Bradley has got 8 points. Trevor Johnson has got 8. Eric Jackson has got 6 points. 3 for Tim Schweitzer and 2 for Byron Thompson. Again, Nebraska Wesleyan with the lead over Hastings here at halftime. The score, Nebraska Wesleyan 45 and Hastings College 39. Stay tuned. We've got the Hastings College Spotlight coming up next with Tyson Ervronik. Then we've got the second half straight ahead. You're listening to Bronco Basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Oh, the sweet sounds of airport travel. You know what would make this ordeal more pleasurable? That's right, a Pepsi. your new destination is total refreshment. And your estimated time of departure is now. Flight delayed?
2 hours.
Yes! That's just more time for enjoyment. Because you're in the VI Pepsi Lounge. Still got your luggage, but got no baggage at all. For now.
When you look at the recipe for a great rivalry, three things come to mind. History.
Nebraska Kearney and Hastings College here tonight.
Kearney and Hastings really dominated the basketball scene in Nebraska for at least 10 to 15 years, without any question.
Proximity.
Hastings College will start off with a man-to-man defense. We are underway. Lopers out of the ball for the first time tonight.
But when you go back in time, both schools in the NAIA, very close proximity. The recruiting ground, coaches were everywhere. Any school that you went into, it was Kearney State or it was Hastings College. Which one did you want to go to? Because once you went there, you didn't like the other school.
And a passionate fan base that keeps the fire of the rivalry alive.
Hastings College picking up a big win here tonight over Nebraska Kearney. They go on the road and they beat NCAA Division II Nebraska Kearney here tonight.
Welcome to the Road to Rivalry series as we take a look at the past and present of Hastings College basketball with former and current coaches and players. Today's show is brought to you by Hastings College, and we'll be back after the break.
Hi, this is Mike Will, the voice of the Hastings College Broncos, reminding you that on January 12th, Hastings College will celebrate the legacy of Coach Doc Farrell in a game against longtime rival Nebraska Kearney.
As Hastings College celebrates the 50th anniversary of Doc Farrell's 1963 team, the college continues to be ranked one of the best in the Midwest by the Princeton Review. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Find out more at hastings.edu.
Welcome back inside the KHS Radio Sports Studios. We are at halftime here at the Hastings College basketball game. Joining us on the line for our Road to Rivalry series as we continue to highlight the upcoming January 12th matchup between the University of Nebraska Kearney and Hastings College. We continue to talk about the past Bronco basketball players, basketball coaches, and talk about the future of the basketball program as well. Joining us on the line, we are pleased to be joined by Tony Hobson, a former player and women's coach here at Hastings College. First of all, Coach Hobson, appreciate the time.
Hey, no problem. It's good to be with you today.
Coach, let's talk maybe just a little bit about your time spent at Hastings College, and of course, most notably is your time spent as the women's head coach and the incredible run that you had with those women's teams in national tournaments and some national championships. Reflect on maybe just a little bit as far as what coaching was like at Hastings College.
Well, I was there for 8 years, and the first year I was there, I was an assistant for Ken Rodas, and we were just kind of transitioning into his retirement, and it was just a good situation because I was familiar with a lot of the people. Some of them were still there from when I was a student and played, and Ken Rodas made it an easy transition for me because he's just a good guy to work with. So Once we finished that first year, then, the following year we had a good team. We brought a couple transfer kids in that had played for me in junior college, and things worked out well, and we had some good players there to begin with, and we won our first national title that first year. So, it was also a transition period for our facilities because the first year we played in Kiewit, and then the second year I was there, we played in the new arena. So it was kind of an exciting time, and we had a nice 7-year run there and won a lot of games and had a lot of good players and things go through the program. So definitely an exciting time, and it was great to be a part of.
Within that run, is there any memorable, I guess, moments for you as a coach? One moment maybe that sticks out above some others in that seven-year run?
Well, there were so many of them. It's hard to pick out one, but I do remember that first year that we were in the national tournament. We were playing for the title, the final game, and I think about the seven-minute mark, we were down 11 points, and we were not playing very well. I mean, we were playing like a tired team, like somebody who's played five games in 6 days, which is exactly what we had done. It's hard to play your best. But I do remember thinking to myself, you know, we might not ever get back to this game. You know, we might not ever play for another national title. You know, Hastings had never came close to being in a title game before. I said, we're going to blow our chance. We got a chance to win it here, and we're not playing very well, and we might not ever get a chance to do this again. And so, you know, I think back on that, and I think, you know, I guess I was wrong. We were going to get some more chances, and but at the time, you know, it just seemed like, boy, we're letting one slip away. But we made a great rally and finally took the lead inside of a minute and held on to it down the stretch.
Once again, Tony Hobson joining us on the Hastings College Spotlight. It's the Road to Rivalry series as we get set for the upcoming matchup against UNK. Let's flash back to maybe your time spent at Hastings College back in the 80s. I believe you were in the class of 81. Talk about what the atmosphere was for Hastings College basketball back then.
Well, you know, not only for the Kearney game, because the Kearney game was crazy. I remember as a junior, I was a junior college transfer, so I played 2 years at Hastings College. But as a junior, I remember heading over to the gym about 6 o'clock. Our game was at 7:30, and I remember seeing people lined up way past a block past the library. So it'd be two blocks to get in to get the general admission tickets that were still left at Kiewit. So I saw all those people. I said, wow, this is a deal here. You know, it's just a totally different situation. So it was just a great atmosphere. The place was always packed. When we went over to Kearney, the Cushing Coliseum, the old place, was seated about 5,000, and that's how many people were in there. It was also full. So great rivalry. We played them 6 times in 2 years. And we split with them during the regular season both years. We beat them at home. They beat us there. And then we played on neutral courts back then to go to the national tournaments. Mm-hmm. And we played. We came down to the final two both years, Kearney and us. And we ended up losing to them both years to go to the national tournament. So some great games and just good memories. Very exciting time for basketball at Hastings College.
Once again, Tony Hobson joining us on the Hastings College Spotlight. It's the Road to Rivalry series. As we sort of wrap things up, Coach, first of all, I wanted to congratulate you. Your coaching success has continued since you've left Hastings College, now over at Fort Hays State. And I understand you picked up a big victory this past December, 500th career win, excuse me. So congratulations on that. But talk about just how things have going since you left Hastings College.
Well, they're going fine. I'm in my sixth year down here now, and it's a different level. I mean, we're Division II, and the scholarship level's different, and the competition is really stiff. We have a very, very tough conference, and we struggled the first couple years trying to get things turned around, and it just takes time. I mean, you saw Carrie go through it last year with the women's team, and she's really flipped that thing over quickly. And anybody that's surprised by that really doesn't know Carrie that well. I'm not surprised at all. I kind of expected it, but she's done a great job. But we went through the same thing at Fort Hays State, only it lasted a couple years. And finally, we've kind of turned it around. We've won we've won 20 games or over 20 games the last 2 years, and we can only schedule 26. So, you know, if you can have a 20-win season at the Division II level, it's a good benchmark. So we're 8-1 right now and playing pretty well. We have another good team, so we hope to advance even further this year.
Well, Coach, it's been a pleasure to talk with you on the Hastings College Spotlight. Once again, congratulations on picking up win number 500 for your coaching career, and thanks for spending a few minutes with us here on the Hastings College Spotlight and reflecting back on the past at Hastings College, and we look forward once again to this upcoming game on January 12th against the University of Nebraska-Kearney. We really do appreciate the time and wish you the best of luck in your future.
Well, you're sure welcome, and it's my privilege to be with you.
You've been listening to Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings does that. Stay tuned. The second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Getting started for the second half here. Nebraska Wesleyan has got the lead over Hastings. The score is 45-39. You've been listening to the Valentino's halftime show tonight. Valentino's get it delivered. They're at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. Tobin Reinwald leading the way for the Broncos. He's got 10 points. Trent Seidel has got 10 points for Nebraska Wesleyan. Hastings is led by as many as 4 points here in the ball game tonight. Nebraska Wesleyan's biggest lead has been 6 points. And that's where we stand right now, 45-39. Nebraska Wesleyan with the lead. Hastings with the opening possession of the second half. They'll shoot to our basket to our left here at Snyder Arena in Lincoln. These two teams squaring off for the 197th time in the all-time series. Hastings has won 104 of those. So the Broncos have the ball, but they're trailing by 6 points, 45-39. Wells has got the ball. Free throw line extended right side down to Tobin Reinwald. Reinwald dribbles the ball into the lane, kicks it out here to Morissot. Morissot on the wing. Bounce pass goes inside to Lena. Lena backs up, fakes, throws up a shot from the baseline. No good. Rebound comes down to Schweitzer. Schweitzer gets it away. Now that's Trevor Johnson with the ball. Takes it down the far sideline. Gets it in the hands of Barsley. Trey Barsley with the ball on the high post. There's Johnson. Johnson drives it. Kicks it over here to the near side to a Bradley. Bounce pass goes back inside to Johnson. Out to Schweitzer inside the free throw circle. Shot good. Tim Schweitzer hits one inside the free throw circle. And Nebraska Wesleyan has built an 8-point lead, 47-39 early in the second half here in Lincoln. Akeem Morris out with the ball, now to Lohman. High left side, Lohman goes out to Reinwald, top of the key, over to Zach Lena on the right side. Lena holds the ball, drives it against Schweitzer, now gives the ball away. As Reinwald deep in a corner, Reinwald behind a screen from Lena. Some contact made, traveling violation. Reinwald is hit with a traveling violation, turnover number 7 on Hastings here in the ball game. And now Nebraska Wesleyan with a chance to increase their lead. They're already leading by 8, 47-39. Hastings trying to shake off for their loss from the other day up at Dakota Wesleyan, losing up there 98-84. They give up 45 points in the first half here. There's a shot up and in by Jonah Bradley. He gets loose. Jonah Bradley scores easily. He's got 10 points, and now Wesleyan has got a 10-point lead over Hastings, 49-39. Morris out with the ball for Hastings, not a Lohman. Lohman goes to Zach Lena, free throw line extended right side. Lena drives the ball in the paint. Now he's in trouble. He gets it away. Reinwald back out here in the 3 points here. It's way to Lohman. Left side of the lane, drives it underneath the hole, dumps it off. Nice shot as they dump it off here to Tobin Reinwald. He scores. Lohman gets the assist. Reinwald gets the field goal. Tobin now with 10 points in the ball game. Nebraska Wesleyan 49, Hastings 41. Here's Jonah Bradley with the ball. Two-handed pass comes out on top to Eric Jackson. Jackson now to Barnsley, circles around, drives it down the right side of the lane. Running one-hander is up there and in. Trey Barnsley scores. Wesleyan hits 60% of their field goals in the first half of play. They're on fire here to start the second half, 51-41. Nebraska Wesleyan with a 10-point lead. Lohman shot, no good. Rebound, Lena spins in the lane. Lohman has still got it. Now he's hit with a traveling violation. Too many ball fakes inside by Zach Lena. He's hit with a traveling violation. Nebraska Wesleyan has now got the ball with a 10-point lead, 51-41. Lena comes out of the ball game now. Here comes a Boo fall back in there. So Nebraska Wesleyan can put some damage into the Broncos here. It's already a 10-point lead. Here comes Barnsley back with the ball now for the Prairie Wolves. Goes over to Eric Jackson. Jackson to the far sideline to Jonah Bradley out to Schweitzer. Lobs the ball down low. Johnson grabs it. Johnson against Wells. Back out to Schweitzer. Moves it over here to Jackson. His shot is up and in. A three-pointer by Eric Jackson. That's his third three in the ball game here. He's now got 9 points, and Hastings wants to call a timeout as Nebraska Wesleyan has opened up a 13-point lead over Hastings. 17 minutes and 8 seconds to play. Here in the basketball game, we'll take a break with a score. Nebraska Wesleyan 54, Hastings 41.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Mmm, so many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
1230 KHAS.
Nebraska Wesleyan in the second half, 4 of 4 from the field, 1 out of 1 from three-point territory. They have not missed a shot. Hastings, 1 out of 3 from the field here in the second half of play. Nebraska Wesleyan has come out and outscored Hastings to begin the second half, 9-2. The Broncos now finding themselves down by 13 points here in this one by a score of 54-41. Bill Gavers talked in the pregame show about not getting behind teams. Hastings trailed by 19 points the other day when we played up at Dakota Wesleyan and lost that ball game. And now Hastings finds himself in a very similar situation here. Opposing teams are hitting extremely well from the field, and Hastings has fallen behind by 13 points here with 3 minutes gone here in the second half. It's 54-41. Here's Brent Wells with the ball at the top of the key off to Lohman on the wing. Throws up a three-pointer. Shot good. Brady Lohman knocks down a big, big three-pointer for Hastings. He's got 13 points in the ball game. 54-44. The Broncos back to within 10. Here's Trey Barnsley with the ball working against the Marsat. Barnsley brings it back into the offensive zone. Comes over here to Jonah Bradley. Picked up there by Lohman. Jonah Bradley puts it on the floor. Down to Schweitzer. Schweitzer now to Barnsley. Drives down the right side of the lane. He's cut off there. Goes to Schweitzer at the top of the key. Schweitzer moves it to the far sideline. Eric Jackson with the ball. Sends it inside to Johnson. Down to Schweitzer. Wide open at the free throw line. His shot is up and in. Tim Schweitzer hits another free throw line jumper there. No one around for the Bronco defense. That's 7 points in the ball game for Tim Schweitzer. It's a 12-point lead now for Nebraska Wesleyan, 56-44. Morissant's got the ball. Morissant not a fall. Abu drives the ball inside. Abu fall, backs up, spins, puts up a shot in the lane. No good. He's fouled in the play. That Abu goes to the free throw line here for Hastings to shoot two. Schweitzer picks up the personal foul. That's going to be number two on him. Team foul number one in Nebraska Wesleyan here in the second half of play. So Abu fall goes to the free throw line. So far, Abu has got 6 points in the game, all on field goals. He's got 3 of them. Has not been to the free throw line tonight, 60% for the season. Abu fall, puts it up there, and his shot is up there and in. It's now 56-45. Here comes Trent Scheidel back into the ball game now for Nebraska Wesleyan. Going out will be Schweitzer. 16 minutes and 3 seconds to play here in the ball game. Hastings trailing 56-45. The next shot by Fall is up there. That one is off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Johnson. So Abu hits 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Here comes Trey Barnsley back now for Nebraska Wesleyan. Picked up by Lohman. Bounce pass comes to Scheidel, who throws it to the far side. Jackson for 3. His shot's off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Wells. Wells gets it away now to Lohman. Right-handed dribble into the offensive zone. Brady Lohman drives it. Now hops back behind the three-point circle. His shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Jackson. Eric Jackson has got it now for Nebraska Wesleyan. Gets it into the hands of Barnsley. Barnsley now to Scheidel. To Jackson on the far sideline. Sends it inside to Johnson. Throws it to the near side to Barnsley. Open for 3. Takes the shot. Misses. Long rebound. Lohman grabs the ball. Lohman for Hastings to the far sideline. Now to Tobin Reinwald. Reinwald down in the corner. Looks at the 3. Sends it inside to Abu. He is double teamed down there. Abu out to Tobin Reinwald. Out here to Lohman. Still 23 seconds to work on the shot clock. Wells inside to Abu. He backs up, spins, puts up a shot off of the glass. No good. Rebound. Hastings. Follow shot. Lohman good. Brady Lohman gets the offensive board and the putback. Lohman now with 15 in the ball game. Hastings back within 9 points now. 56 to 47. 14:55 to play in the ball game. Barnsley drives it against Lohman. His scoop shot is up there. It's no good, but he's fouling the play. Barnsley taking the ball right to the hole there for Nebraska Wesleyan. He is fouled in the play. And Barnsley goes to the free throw line. The personal is going to be whistled on Brady Lohman. That's going to be his first. So now Barnsley, Trey Barnsley, goes to the free throw line. He's a 71% foul shooter in the season, 20 out of 28. Barnsley is a 5'9" sophomore at Beatrice. He throws up his first free throw. It's going to be off of the left side. No good. He'll get one more. Here comes Brandon Krause back into the ballgame now for Hastings, replacing Brent Wells. 14:50 left in the ballgame. Hastings trailing Nebraska Wesleyan 56 to 47. Next shot by Barnsley is up there and in. So he connects on one of two. Wesleyan again has got a 10-point lead. Here comes Brandon Krause with the ball. Krause gets into the hands of Woolman. Now to Tobin out here in three-point territory. Wesleyan still in a man-to-man defense. Brandon Krause, rainbow pass comes out to Tobin. Right side of the lane. He drives it toward the goal. His shot is up there. Good. Tobin Reinwald scores. Tobin now with 12 points in the ball game. Wesleyan 57, Hastings 49. Broncos need some stops on defense here. Coming back is going to be Trey Barnsley as he works against Brandon Krause. Steps it across the midcourt stripe. Barnsley dribbling with the ball, now drives the ball against Krause. He stops, kicks it out here to Jackson, fakes the three, drives it inside, running one-hander, is up there around the rim three times, and down the hole it goes. Eric Jackson scoring. He's got 11 points. 59 to 49. Krause trying to drive the ball, loses control out of bounds. Brandon Krause dribbled that one off of his leg out of bounds. Turnover number 8 on Hastings. Reinwald checks out. Here comes Morrison back in. Schweitzer coming in for Nebraska Wesleyan. Going out will be Trevor Johnson. 14 minutes and 5 seconds to play. Bronco basketball today brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's get it delivered. They're at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. Wesleyan has got the ball in their white uniforms with a gold trim as they come into the offensive zone here. Bounce pass comes down to Jonah Bradley down in the corner. Bradley bounce pass right side of the lane to Schweitzer. Back to Bradley. Throws it back out to the top of the key to Scheidel. Scheidel puts it on the floor, now reverses the ball. Jonah Bradley has got it. Woolman running his face defensively. Bradley sends it inside to Scheidel. His shot is up and in. Trent Scheidel has now got 12 points in the ballgame, 62 to 49. Hastings down by 13 points here at Snyder Arena in Lincoln. Brandon Krause has got the ball for the Broncos. Now to Morissette. Bounce pass to Woolman. He takes the ball to the basket. His shot's going to be no good. And a rebound comes down here to Scheidel. Scheidel gets it away. Down the far sideline, Byron Thompson. Entry pass. It's off of the fingertips of Schweitzer. A turnover on Nebraska Wesleyan. As it's taken down here by Akeem Morissette running back the other way. Here's Hamburger for three. Shot is up there. He hits it. Jake Hamburger nails a three ball. He's got 5 points in the ball game. Hastings back within 9 points again. Needing a stop on defense. 61-52. We're down to 13 minutes to play. Here's Thompson with the ball. Now to Scheidel. Top of the key. Picked up by Lohman. Scheidel sends it inside to Schweitzer. He backs up against the boo. Puts it up there off the glass. It's good. Tim Schweitzer hits another field goal. He's now got 9 points in the ball game. And Coach Bill Gavers wants to call a timeout. Looking for a solution out there. 12 minutes and 50 seconds to play here in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score. Nebraska Wesleyan 63, Hastings 52.
DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services. We take care of our neighbors.
This is Scott DeWitt asking you to consider us for funeral services. We offer a variety of services from a church ceremony to a graveside, always with the trust you deserve. Start here for a free consultation and information on funeral services.
At DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services, we take care of our neighbors. Serving Hastings and surrounding communities. Call 402-462-4444. Online at DeWittFuneral.com.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. The Broncos trailing here by 11 points. There's Lohman in the lane. His shot is up there and in. Brady Lohman hits another field goal in the lane. A little running one-hander there. He's now got 17 in the ballgame. 63-54. The Broncos are down by 9 points. Here's Bradley with the ball. Jonah Bradley to Schweitzer. Not a Scheidel. His shot is up there from 17. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hamburger. Jake Hamburger to the far sideline. Morissette's got the ball. Left-handed dribble into the offensive scoring zone. Akeem Morissant dribbling of the ball. He gets it down to Woolman. Woolman here, a couple of feet beyond the three-point arc, goes over here to Wells, takes it into the lane. Wells spins, dumps it off to Hamburger's. Reverse layup is up and in. Jake Hamburger scores. He's got 7 points in the ball game. Hastings now down 63-56. We're down to 12 minutes to play here in the ball game now. Here's Shiner with the ball. Here on the near sideline is Schweitzer. Schweitzer right at the top of the three-point arc. Sends it down to Bradley. Tries to drive the baseline. Cut off by Lohman. Bradley gets it down here. They get it to a Menace, and he's called for the traveling violation. Menace went up for a fake on the shot. They're going to drive the ball to the free throw line, but forgot to put the ball down first, and a traveling violation on Menace and Nebraska Wesleyan. 7 turnovers now in the Prairie Wolves. This is a team that takes good care of the basketball. They're only averaging 9 turnovers in the season. They've got 7 so far tonight. Hastings with 8 turnovers. 63-56. Hastings down by 7 with the basketball. Tobin drives it down the left side of the lane. Double team. Gets it out here. Here's a Brent Wells now. Wells back out to Jake Hamburger to Akeem Morissant on the far sideline. Morissant dribbling on the ball inside to Abu Fall. Abu scores around to the basket. Now tries to drive it against Schweitzer. Loses control of the ball, but it's picked up here by Wells. Down to Morissant. 8 seconds in the shot clock. Morissant throws up a three and hits it. A three-pointer by Akeem Morissant. Hastings College is back to within 4 points. 63-59. 11 minutes and 8 seconds to play here in the basketball game from Snyder Arena. With the basketball over there is going to be Andrew Menace around the screen from Schweitzer. Menace drives, the ball is going to be poked away. Picked up here by Morissant. He's on the drive. Morissant having problems with the dribble. Morissant takes it in the lane, puts up a shot, partially deflected. The ball goes out of bounds. Hastings ball. Morissant pokes the ball away and then had trouble taking the ball down the floor on the dribble. Throws up an off-balance shot down here in the lane that would not go. It was partially deflected, and Hastings will play it in. 10 minutes and 49 seconds to play. The Broncos back to within 4 points, 63-59. Here's Reinwald with the ball down here in the baseline. He spins, takes the ball to the basket, and scores. Tobin Reinwald hits the field goal. He's now got 14 in the ball game. Hastings back to within 2 points, 63-61. 10 minutes and 37 seconds to play here. Plenty of time at Snyder Arena in Lincoln. Trey Barnsley with the ball. Barnsley comes to the near sideline. Johnson out to Schweitzer. 17-footer. Swish. Tim Schweitzer. He's now got 11 points in the ball game. And again, we've got a timeout called here. 10 minutes and 23 seconds to play in the game. We'll take a break with a score. Nebraska Wesleyan 65, Hastings 61.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Hastings has got a 13-point second-half deficit down to 4 now, 65-61. The Broncos are now hitting 52% from the field. They're 22 out of 42. Nebraska Wesleyan 25 out of 38, still shooting 65% from the field. The Broncos 4 out of 9 on three-pointers for the ball game for 44%. Nebraska Wesleyan hitting 8 out of 14 from three-point range for 57%. Hastings in the second half hitting 60% of their field goals, or 9 out of 15 since halftime. And the Broncos have knocked down 3 out of 4 from three-point territory for 75%. Nebraska Wesleyan in the second half hitting 9 out of 12 from the field for 75%. They've knocked down 1 out of 3 from three-point range for 33%. So the Broncos back into the ball game here. A 13-point deficit has now been cut to 4 points. And the Broncos have the ball 65-61 as we approach the 10-minute mark. Here in the second half, here's Tobin Reinwald with a ride at the top of the three-point circle. Reinwald gives it away to Morissant. Morissant dribbling the ball, comes over here on the wing. That's going to be Brent Wells. Top of the key again to Hamburger. Over to Morissant, left side. Bounce pass goes to Tobin Reinwald. Backs up, double team to the baseline, dumps it away. Wells can't handle it in the lane. It's going to be a turnover on Hastings. Back the other way comes to Jonah Bradley for Nebraska Wesleyan. The Barnsley, the Schweitzer, far sideline. Here's an entry pass deflected away from Johnson. Picked up over there by Jackson to the free throw line. Schweitzer, shot is up there and in. Tim Schweitzer has hit all of his shots basically around the free throw line. He's hit 5 field goals from there. Schweitzer now with 13 points in the ballgame. He's got 10 here in the second half. 67-61. Hastings down by 6. Morissette with the ball here on the near sideline to Brent Wells. Wells dribbling with the ball, comes out to Abu Fall at the top of the key. Over to Morissette. Free throw line extended right side, picked up over there by Barnsley. Morissette takes the ball on the baseline underneath the basket. A reverse layup is up and in. Akeem Morissette working the baseline and scoring. He's got 7 points in the ball game. 67-63, Nebraska Wesleyan with a four-point lead. Trey Barnsley with the ball as he trots it across the 10-second line. Bounce pass goes over to Eric Jackson, puts it on the floor, circles around down the right side of the lane. His shot is up there, no good, and he's hacked to the arm. I think Abu is going to be the guilty party here. That's going to be the case. Abu picks up his third personal foul. That's going to be team foul number two on Hastings here in the second half. And going to the free throw line for Nebraska Wesleyan is going to be Eric Jackson. Eric Jackson is 6'2" and senior from Lincoln Southeast. He has got 11 points in the ball game today. His first free throw of the night is off of the mark. No good. He'll get one more. Jackson, an 80% foul shooter in the season. Brady Lohman back into the ball game now for Hastings. After taking a quick breather there, Jake Hamburger will come to the bench. So Jackson will prepare for his second one. It's up there. That shot is good. Hits the front iron and the back iron and down through the hole. Nebraska Wesleyan now with a five-point lead, 68-63. Ryan Wald with the ball down for the Broncos. Gets it to Lohman, top of the key. Brady Lohman, picked up by Johnson, sends it inside to Abu. Down the lane he goes. He puts up a shot. It's good, and he's fouled in a play. Abu Fall forces away to the basket there for Hastings, and he is fouled in a play by Tim Schweitzer. Schweitzer picks up his third personal foul. Abu Fall gets his fourth field goal of the ball game. He's now got 9 points. And he'll go to the free throw line for the second time tonight. It was one of two earlier. 68-65. Hastings down by 3 points with 8:44 to play. Next shot is up there by Abu. It's good. Abu Fall, a three-point play the old-fashioned way. Trent Scheidel comes back into the ball game now for Nebraska Wesleyan. Coming to the bench will be Tim Schweitzer. 68-66. Hastings down by 2 points. Still plenty of time. 8 minutes and 42 seconds to play here at Snyder Arena in Lincoln. Here's Barnsley with the ball. Barnsley goes over to Eric Jackson. Now to Barnsley again. He takes it on the dribble down the right side of the lane. He stops there. Here's a pass out on top. Nearly intercepted. Now it is. Akeem Morissette's got it on the turnover. Two on two to Wells. A shot good. Brent Wells hits the field goal on the assist from Akeem Morissette. We are tied up at 68 points apiece now with 8 minutes and 12 seconds to play. Nebraska Wesleyan back with the ball. There's Seidel. His pass is going to be deflected back out of bounds. It gets stuck up at the bleachers in between the second and third rows up there. And Nebraska Wesleyan will play things in. So on the eighth turnover, Hastings College comes back and gets a field goal, and they've tied things up. Here's Jackson in the corner. His shot is off the mark. No good. Rebound, Morissette. Akeem has got it for Hastings. He trots it across the midcourt stripe. Hastings can take the lead here with a field goal. The Broncos were down by 13 points earlier in this half. Brent Wells has got the ball. Wells out to Tobin Reinwald. Nebraska Wesleyan in a man-to-man defense. Morissette, 4-3. His shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down here to Trent Scheidel. As he chases the ball down in the corner, gets the ball ahead now to Jackson. Jackson pulls up at the top of the three-point circle to Scheidel. Now to the near sideline to Bradley. Bradley bounced pass inside, goes to Johnson. He works against Abu, puts it up there, his shot good. Trevor Johnson scores. Wesleyan has got the lead. 10 points in the ball game now for Trevor Johnson, 70-68. Hastings is down by 2 points, and now head coach Bill Gavers wants to call another timeout. 7 minutes and 21 seconds to play in the ball game. The score, Nebraska Wesleyan 70, Hastings 68.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
The other women's basketball scores from around the conference from earlier tonight. Again, here in Hastings, or here in Lincoln, it was Hastings College beating Nebraska Wesleyan 88-61. Morningside tonight has beaten Dort 89-61. Concordia picks up a big win in Fremont tonight over Midland, 82-74. It was Northwestern knocking off Dakota Wesleyan in Orange City, 85-76. Briar Cliff picked up a win in Yankton tonight by a score of 78-70. Grace University was playing in Crete against Doan in a non-conference game. 7 minutes and 21 seconds to play here in this basketball game. Hastings College is trailing Doan, or rather, Hastings College is trailing Nebraska Wesleyan by the score of 70-68. Hastings has hit 12 out of 19 shots now in the second half for 63%. But Nebraska Wesleyan hitting 11 out of 15 from the field since halftime for 73%. But Hastings has been able to cut a 13-point second-half deficit down to 2 points now at 70-68. Broncos have the ball with a chance to pull ahead here with a three-point field goal. Lohman has got it out here in three-point territory right now, directing traffic to Morrison. He drives the ball to the hole, puts up a shot. It's going to be around the rim and down. Akeem Morrison scoring there as he takes it to the hole. Akeem now with, 9 points in the ballgame, and Hastings has come back to tie the score now at 70 points apiece. 6:52 to play here in the ballgame. Here's a Bradley with the ball. Gets it out here to Barsley. Barsley sends it over to Jackson. He drives the ball. Comes over here to Barsley again down in the corner. That's Jonah Bradley with the ball. Puts up a shot over Lohman, his former high school teammate. His shot's no good. And the rebound comes down to Brent Wells. He gets it to Brady Lohman as he hustles into the forecourt. Lohman sends it inside. It's off of the fingertips of Lena, but Lena is hit from behind and a foul's going to be called. It's going to go on Trevor Johnson. That's going to be his second. So two fouls now on Johnson, team foul number three on Nebraska Wesleyan. Here comes Hamburger back into the ballgame. Morrison comes out. Also coming in for Nebraska Wesleyan is going to be Byron Thompson. Hastings will play things in with a chance to pull ahead here. Here's Tobin Reinwald down in the corner. Gets it now to Lohman out here in three-point territory. Lohman for three, takes the shot, misses, no good. Rebound Wells, and a foul's going to be called. A personal foul's going to be called here, I think, on Grant Wells. That's going to be the case. Grant picks up his second personal foul, team foul number three on Hastings. Nebraska Wesleyan has led this baby for a long, long time. In fact, Hastings had just a quick lead in the ball game early, and that's been all she wrote. Hastings trailed at halftime. It's now a 70-70 ball game. Here's Johnson putting it, but shot's going to be no good. Offensive rebound, foul shot is up and in. Trent Scheinl grabs the ball there. Scheinl now with 14 points in the ball game, 72-70. Nebraska Wesleyan with a 2-point lead. Hastings with the ball. Here's Reinwald on the far sideline. Reinwald gets it to Brady Lohman, lobs it inside. Wells grabs the ball, puts a man in the air, goes up for the shot. Good. Brent Wells scores. He's got 13 points in the ballgame. Now we're tied up at 72 points apiece. 5:42 to play in the ballgame from Snyder Arena in Lincoln. Jackson has got the ball. Jackson not his Seidel. Seidel picked up by Wells. Works in the lane. Seidel, fall away. Jumper is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound Hastings. Zach Leighton has got the ball. Now to Brady Lohman down the near sidelines. Hastings again can pull ahead here with a field goal. Brady Lohman gets it to Tobin Reinwald. 5:20 to play in the ballgame. Here's Hamburger over to Lohman. Free throw line extended right side. It's an inside move there. Brady Lohman gets it to Wells. Now off to Lena. His shot is up there. No good, but he's fouling the play. A foul here will go on Byron Thompson. That's going to be his first. End of the ball game now for Nebraska Wesleyan is going to be a menace. He comes in. Schweitzer comes in. Bradley checks out. Here comes Scheidel coming to the bench as well. 5 minutes and 12 seconds to play in the game. Hastings 72, Nebraska Wesleyan 72. Zach Lena's got the ball down in the corner. They get it back to Tobin. Tobin's pass inside to Brent Wells in the lane. He spins. He puts up a shot. It's around the rim and down. Hastings has the lead. Brent Wells now with 15 points in the ballgame, a brand new season high. Hastings has come from 13 points down here in the second half. They've got the lead. 4 minutes and 55 seconds to play in the ballgame. Here's Byron Thompson with the ball. Thompson comes over here to Madison. He's fouling a play. Hamburger picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. Hastings trailed at halftime 45-39. Fell behind 54-41. As Wesleyan started the second half on a 9-2 run, the Broncos have been chipping away ever since. But now Hastings has the lead for the first time in a long time at the 4:55 mark of the ballgame. 74-72, Hastings with the lead. Here's Thompson with the ball, goes over to Bennis. Bennis down in the corner, bounce pass goes to Schweitzer. Out of Johnson, right side of the lane, drives it, dumps it off down here to Thompson. Thompson's pass deflected, but is picked up here by Bennis. Bennis down to Schweitzer. He drives the ball against Abu, can't go up for the shot, goes to Jackson. He drives it down the lane, his shot good. Eric Jackson takes the ball to the hole and scores. He's got 14 points in the ball game. We're tied up at 74 points apiece, 4:20 to play here in regulation from Snyder Arena in Lincoln tonight. Lena tries to go back to Reinwald, and the ball slapped out of bounds. Getting his hands on it there was Andrew Menace for Nebraska Wesleyan. So Hastings College will play things in baseline right side underneath their own basket. 4:14 to play in the game. We're tied up. Woolman plays it in to Reinwald. Reinwald here on the near sideline sends it inside to Abu. Abu backs up, spins in the lane, puts it up there right-handed. A shot no good. Rebound Schweitzer. Tim Schweitzer has got the ball for Nebraska Wesleyan as he gets it away here to a Byron Thompson. Thompson into the forecourt. Now to Menace, picked up there by Hamburger. Comes out here around the horn. Schweitzer moves it over in the wing to Jackson. Jackson sends it inside to Johnson. Spinning on the baseline. His pass could be deflected. It's picked up here by Lohman. Turnover number 9 in Nebraska Wesleyan. Lohman comes back. Down to Tobin Reinwald. Drives it to the basket. His shot is up there. It's down through the hole. Tobin Reinwald scores. He's now got 16 points in the ballgame. Hastings reclaims the lead 76-74. 3 minutes and 33 seconds to play here in the basketball game. Byron Thompson has got the ball for Nebraska Wesleyan. Over here to Menace. Hastings still in a man-to-man defense. Andrew Menace comes down here on the right sideline to Trevor Johnson. Now to Schweitzer. Schweitzer right at the top of the three-point circle. Now to Menace. Picked up again by Hamburger. Ball deflected, but it's picked up by Jackson. Jackson drives it. Now to Menace. He drives the ball to the hole. The shot is up there. No good. Battle for the rebound. Lena had it and lost it out of bounds. Zach had it down here at the baseline and lost the ball out of bounds. 3:08 to play in the ball game. Hastings 76, Nebraska Wesleyan 74, and now the Broncos win a burn, another timeout. Hastings calls a timeout, 3:08 to play in regulation. Hastings 76, Nebraska Wesleyan 74. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers a wide variety of services, including orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing, as well as drug and alcohol screening. Please visit our website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College out rebounding Nebraska Wesleyan in the ball game tonight, 24-19. Broncos had 10 offensive rebounds, 14 on defense. Nebraska Wesleyan has got 4 offensive rebounds, 15 on defense. Two teams continue to shoot the ball extremely well here in the ball game tonight. Hastings hitting 29 out of 52 from the field thus far for 58%. Nebraska Wesleyan 29 out of 47 for 61%. In the second half, the Broncos are hitting 16 out of 25 from the field for 64%. And Nebraska Wesleyan 13 out of 21 since halftime for 61%. Wesleyan's largest lead of the ball game has been 13 points. That was back at the 17-15 mark of the second half. Hastings' biggest lead has been 2 points. And right now, the Broncos have a 2-point lead, 76-74, but Nebraska Wesleyan, following their timeout, they will inbound the ball baseline right side underneath their own basket. Jonah Bradley gets the ball in as they get it over there to Barnsley. Barnsley down top of the key to Seidel. They work the ball inside to Schweitzer. His shot over Wells is up there and in. Tim Schweitzer scores again. Schweitzer with 15 points in the ball game, and we're tied up at 76 points apiece. 2:50 to play here in the ball game tonight. Morissant got the ball. Now to Jake Hamburger out here in three-point territory. There's Lohman at the free throw line. Lohman now to Morissant, deep in the corner to the right side. Comes back out to Brady here. Still 18 seconds left in the shot clock. They go back door. Hamburger shot is up and in. Lohman gets the assist. Nice shot there by Jake Hamburger as he goes back door and lays it in there. 9 points in the ball game for Jake Hamburger. Hastings has the lead. 78-76 is the score now. The Broncos with a 2-point lead. Jonah Bradley with the ball. Bradley comes over here to a Trevor Johnson. Now to Schweitzer. Schweitzer has the ball knocked into the backcourt. It's going to be retrieved down here by a Barnsley. And Barnsley will bring it back up here for Nebraska Wesleyan. We're approaching the 2-minute mark in the ball game. Hastings with a 2-point lead. Barnsley, a runner down the lane. His shot's going to be no good. Rebound Wells. Outlet pass goes to the far sideline. Lohman has got the ball. Brady into the offensive zone. He drives it left side of the lane. Now we got a foul called. Brady Lohman driving the ball to the basket, and a foul is going to be called here on Nebraska Wesleyan. It's going to be whistled here on Trey Barnsley. That's going to be his first. We'll name our players of the game and also our coach's post-game show immediately following the ball game here tonight from Snyder Arena. Hastings with a 2-point lead, 78-76. Under 2 minutes to play. Hamburger goes to Lohman, right side of the lane. Lohman down on the baseline. His shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Wells with a tip. He can't get it down. Rebound comes down to Barnsley. Trey Barnsley running back down for Nebraska Wesleyan. Down the near sideline to Bradley. Jonah Bradley to Barnsley. Barnsley goes to Trevor Johnson. Fouled into play. Brent Wells. Three fouls now on Wells. It'll be team foul number five on Hastings. So the team fouls are now even up here in the second half at five apiece. 1:39 to play in the ball game. Hastings 78, Nebraska Wesleyan 76. Trey Barnsley with the ball down to Schweitzer. Schweitzer has the ball knocked loose by Morrison, but he picks it back up. Back outside, Barnsley for three. Shot no good. Rebound comes down to Hamburger. Jake Hamburger with a big board there for Hastings. The Broncos have a two-point lead in the basketball. 90 seconds to play. Timeout, Hastings. Bill Gavers wants to burn another timeout here. 1 minute, 21 seconds to play. Here in the second half, we'll take a break with a score. Hastings 78 and Nebraska Wesleyan 76.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The e-edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball coming your way tomorrow night here on 1230 KHAS. We'll be in Gretna tomorrow night as the Dragons take on Hastings St. Cecilia. It's a boys-only game tomorrow, 6:15 for the pregame show, 6:30 for the tip-off. Hastings St. Cecilia playing at Gretna tomorrow night. Friday night also on the road will be with the Adams Central Patriots as they play at Arcadia Loop City. That'll be a girls-boys basketball doubleheader, 6 o'clock for the girls' game. Boys will go at about 7:45 on the air with the pregame show at 5:45. Hastings College women's basketball team picking up a win in the opener tonight over Nebraska Wesleyan by the score of 88-61. The Broncos have now won 10 games in a row. Hastings trying to lock up the win here tonight in men's play at 78-76. 1 minute, 21 seconds to play in regulation. Hastings will inbound the ball off of the far sideline. Tobin Reinwald will get it into Morissette. Akeem has got the ball back in their offensive zone here. Working with it in three-point territory against Barnsley. Morissette goes to Reinwald. Reinwald gives it away to Braden Woolman. 1:10 to play here in the ball game. 14 on the shot clock. Morissette has got the ball just left of the circle out here to Brent Wells. Top of the key to Abu Fall. Flips it back to Woolman on the right sideline. Brady Woolman drives the ball down to the baseline. Kicks it down here in the corner to Morissette for three. A shot's going to be deflected. It's brought down here by Nebraska Wesleyan and a shot clock violation. A shot clock violation here on Nebraska Wesleyan or rather on Hastings, so Wesleyan will play things in here in backcourt. Tim Schweitzer will play things in. We've got 50 seconds to play in regulation. Hastings got a two-point lead, 78-76. Trey Barnsley with the ball comes over here to Jackson, puts it on the floor, dribbles to the top of the key to Schweitzer. A pass inside is going to be deflected away from Johnson. Schweitzer picks it back up. Here's Bradley, now to Schweitzer here on the near sideline. Picked up over there by Wells. Top of the key, Bradley has got it. 29 seconds to go. Schweitzer gets it to the top of the key. That's Jackson. He drives it toward the hole. The shot's up there, no good. Rebound is loose. It goes out of bounds, and a foul is going to be called. Ball came down in the hands of Trevor Johnson, and the ball was knocked loose there by Abu. He picks up the personal foul. That's going to be the fourth foul and fall. 22.7 seconds to play. Hastings leading 78-76. Morissette comes out. Here comes Hamburger back into the ball game, and now Nebraska Wesleyan wants to call a timeout. Wesleyan calls a timeout. 22.7 seconds to play in regulation. It's Hastings 78, Nebraska Wesleyan 76.
To some, winning isn't everything. It's the only thing. Others say it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. But everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in make a big difference in how you play and how you win. TM Sporting Goods features 20% off selected Under Armour, plus the personal service of Steve Baranol and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods, on the bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, division of Pro Team Design.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. So 22.7 seconds to play in regulation. Hastings has got a 78-76 lead over Nebraska Wesleyan. The possession arrow in the event of a jump ball is playing in favor of the Prairie Wolves. Nebraska Wesleyan has got the ball. They're trailing by 2 points. So a great basketball game. Hastings College trailed at halftime 45-39. Fell behind by 13 early in the second half, but Hastings has battled back here. Trying to sneak out of Lincoln with a win here tonight. 78-76. Nebraska Wesleyan will inbound the ball. That last foul out of Boo was only the sixth on Hastings. So no free throws. Wesleyan will play things in. They've got the ball. Here's Jackson. Jackson moves into the left side of the floor. Bounce pass goes inside to Schweitzer. Schweitzer with 15 seconds puts it up there. Shot no good. Ball is out of bounds. Off of the fingertips. A fall. Abu had it and lost it out of bounds. Now we've got 12.1 seconds to play. Schweitzer getting the shot that he wanted there, but it would not go. Nebraska Wesleyan will play things in from underneath their own basket. Bradley will play things in. Jonah Bradley, he's now got to burn a timeout. Good defense there by Hastings. The count got to four, and Jonah Bradley calls the timeout for Nebraska Wesleyan. So 12.1 seconds to play here in regulation. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 78, Nebraska Wesleyan 76.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball here tonight on 1230 KHAS, brought to you in part by Mary Lanning Healthcare. Mary Lanning Healthcare, proud to team with Hastings College and presenting Broncos sports for the 2013-2014 season. So here we go, 12.1 seconds to play in regulation. Hastings is out on top of Nebraska Wesleyan by the score of 78-76. The Broncos have not lost back-to-back games all season long. They lost one on Saturday at Dakota Wesleyan, now trying to avoid that here tonight. We've got a two-point lead. Wesleyan will inbound the ball to get it out here to Barnsley. Gets away, drives it down the right side of the lane to the basket. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. Hamburger grabs the ball. Jake Hamburger grabs the ball, and a foul is going to be called. Barnsley takes the ball down the right side of the lane, went to the basket. The shot would not go. Jake Hamburger got the rebound. That's only the sixth team foul called on Nebraska Wesleyan. So now Hastings with 5.4 seconds to play will inbound the ball here on the near sideline. Tobin Reinwald gets the ball in, and Hamburger's going to be fouled into play. Now Jake Hamburger, that's going to be team foul number 7, called on Nebraska Wesleyan. So now Jake will go to the free throw line here for Hastings. The Broncos have a 2-point lead. So a couple of free throws here would pretty well ice this baby away. Hamburger is a 74% foul shooter on the season. He has not been there tonight. Hamburger has got 9 points in the ballgame. His shot is up there. The shot good. Jake Hamburger will have one more. That gives Hastings a 3-point lead. Now 79-76. Jake Hamburger will try to give Hastings a 2-possession lead here. Hamburger's next free throw is up there. The shot's going to be short. No good. Rebound comes down to Jackson. Jackson down the far sideline. We've got a timeout called here for Nebraska Wesleyan with 2 seconds to play. So Hamburger makes 1 out of 2 from the free throw line, and now Wesleyan will have to be looking at a 3-pointer here to force an overtime. 2 seconds to play. We'll take a timeout with a score. Hastings 79, Nebraska Wesleyan 76.
More than you expect at Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect with brand names like Simmons Beauty Rest, Catnapper, and Ashley. Express delivery and a 30-day comfort trial on any new mattress set. Get more than you expect at your locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings and FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, it's going to come down to this. 2 seconds to play in regulation. Hastings 79, Nebraska Wesleyan 76. Jake Hamburger, a big rebound. He was fouled in a play, went to the free throw line, hit one out of two from the stripe. The rebounded by Wesleyan. And now the Prairie Wolves will inbound the ball off of the far sideline just across the 10-second line, so they'll be in their offensive zone. Wesleyan will need a three-pointer to force an overtime session here. Larry Jackson will inbound the ball for Nebraska Wesleyan out for the far sideline. Guarding Jackson on the far side is going to be Hamburger. So 2 seconds to play. Jackson will inbound the ball. Looking. He gets into Johnson. Johnson fires up a three-pointer. Shot is good. At the buzzer, it's a three-pointer right at the top of the arc. Bill Gabers is saying that was in front of the three-point line. Now Hamburger is also going to, they're going to say, yeah, it's a three-pointer. The officials confirm there. And that was very, very close. Eric Jackson throws up a three-pointer that was right at the top of the arc. And I don't know if there's a replay on this baby or not. I doubt it down here. Obviously, there's a film crew here. Now the officials continue to talk. Jackson throws up the three-pointer here right at the top of the three-point arc. And that one looked like it was inside the arc. There's two different three-point lines here. There's the college three-point line, and then you've got the high school line here, both marked on this floor. So they're very close to one another. The official says it was a three-pointer, so it's going to stand, and we are headed to an overtime session. We've got a timeout here. We're tied up at 79 points apiece after regulation. We'll go to the overtime session right after this. Going to Bowling is out for three. Good.
Few things heat up a cold night like high school basketball.
Gives it off in the paint. Little jump stop. They let Dalton Bender go with that one. He'll lay it up and in.
If you can't be there in person, be there on the radio with Platte River Radio or PlatteRiverPreps.com on the web. Better yet, tell the story of your business to a loyal fan base.
Jackson will fire a three and he hits the three.
To advertise on Platte River Radio Sports, call us at 800-237-5577.
Asher dishes down on the left baseline. A shot by Poppy is up and in.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers and the Hastings Tribune, and at hastingstribune.com. Click on HD Media on the Tribune website for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. For Tribune classified and circulation services, the hours are Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturdays from 8 to 10. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, we're in overtime. Nebraska Wesleyan has got the opening possession. Schweitzer has got the ball here as it goes down in the corner to Barnsley. He falls down with the ball. It is loose. Barnsley picks it back up. Now throws it up there. It's going to be no good. It sticks up between the rim and the basket. So Hastings will get the ball back here. So we're tied up at 79 points apiece. Trevor Johnson was the guy. I think I said Barnsley before the break. It was Trevor Johnson who hit the three-pointer there for Nebraska Wesleyan. It was Johnson who hit the three at the buzzer to tie this ball game up and force the overtime session. So now we're in the OT, 4:24 to play in this first overtime session. We're tied up at 79 points apiece. So Brady Lohman comes back for Hastings College. Lohman on the dribble now as Nebraska Wesleyan stays with a man-to-man. There's a bounce pass over here to Jake Hamburger. Hamburger, bounce pass goes inside. That's Reinwald. His shot from right in front of the basket is going to be no good. The ball tapped out. Reinwald had it, and then a foul is going to be called. A foul here is going to go on Trey Barnsley for Nebraska Wesleyan. That's going to be his second. Team foul number 8 on Wesleyan here in the ballgame. In the second half, and Tobin Reinwald goes to the stripe. Tobin has got 16 points in the ballgame, 8 in the first half, 8 more in the second half. Well, he goes to the line for the first time here in the overtime session. His shot is up there and in. Hastings now with an 80-79 lead over Nebraska Wesleyan. Broncos looking for their 13th win of the season here tonight. So Tobin Reinwald will have one more. Shot is up there, and the shot's going to be no good. Rebound comes over here to the left side. It's picked up here by Jackson. Eric Jackson has got the rebound now. Hastings has got a one-point lead. Nebraska Wesleyan with the ball. Here's a Jonah Bradley with it now. Drives it against Hamburger. Bounce pass goes to Schweitzer at the top of the key. Picked up there by Wells. Schweitzer drives the ball, kicks it out here to Jackson, left side of the lane. Jackson Gives it away to Schweitzer from 17. His shot is up there. No good. Rebound, Lohman. Brady Lohman has got the ball for Hastings. The Broncos have a one-point lead here in overtime. 80-79. Lohman hands the ball away. Wells spins at the free throw line. Forces away down the lane. He's only fouling the play. And Wells will go to the free throw line now for Hastings. Brent Wells so far in the ball game has got 15 points. The foul goes on Jonah Bradley. That's going to be his third. So Wells has got a season-high 15 points here in this ball game. He had 14 earlier this year in that ball game against the Dort defenders. Wells has got 5 field goals, and he is 5 out of 6 in the free throw line. There's a shot by Wells. It's up there. No good. He'll get one more. Hastings out on top by a score of 80-79. We're in the overtime session. Hastings trailed at halftime 45-39. Trailed by 13 earlier in the second half. They came back to grab the lead. It was tied up 79 at the end of regulation. Brent Wells hits the second free throw. So now Hastings has got a two-point lead, 81-79, with 3.5 to play here in the OT. There's Trevor Johnson with the ball. Johnson picked up by Lena. They worked the ball inside to Schweitzer. Double team. Trying to go back to Johnson. The ball's going to be deflected. The ball is loose. It's picked up here by Bradley for Nebraska Wesleyan. Bradley keeps the ball alive to Schweitzer. Now to Bradley again, driving the baseline. Cut off comes to Schweitzer. Here's an entry pass. It's going to be deflected away from Mike Johnson. It's picked up by Hastings. Turnover number 10 of Nebraska Wesleyan. Wells comes down with the ball. So Hastings has a two-point lead, 81-79 with 3 minutes to play here in the overtime. Here's Brady Lohman with the ball. Lohman comes over here on the left side of the lane to Zach Lena. Now to Brent Wells. Wells hands it away to Lohman. Drives it down the left side of the lane. Underneath the basket down here in the baseline. And a blocking foul is going to be called here on Wesleyan. Schweitzer put his body in there. Picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his fourth. That's going to be team foul number 9 on the Prairie Wolves. And that's going to send Hastings to the free throw line. Brady Lohman will toe the mark here. Lohman's got 17 points in the basketball game. Now they're going to say that's 5 fouls on the Schweitzer. Schweitzer picks up his 5th personal foul, so that's going to be their main man there. Schweitzer fouls out of the ball game with 2 minutes and 50 seconds to play in the overtime session. So Schweitzer will foul out with 15 points. He had 12 in the second half. Coming back into the ball game will be Eric Jackson. So Hastings with a 2-point lead now in the overtime session. It is 81-79. Brady Lohman will go to the free throw line here for Hastings, looking right into the Nebraska Wesleyan student body section. And cool as a cucumber, Brady Lohman puts that one down through the hole. He's now got 18 points in the ball game. Hastings with a 3-point lead. It is 82-79. Lohman's second free throw is up there. That one is good. Well, when the game is on the line, that's a good man to get to the stripe. It is money in the bank, Brady Lohman. 83-79. Hastings now with a 4-point lead. This is their biggest lead in the ballgame now in the overtime session. Barnsley drives the ball against Lohman. Bounce pass goes down to Johnson. He's double teamed in the lane, and now we've got a foul called. Well, that was close to a jump ball, but Zach Lina is going to be hit with a personal foul. That's going to be his third. So 3 fouls now on Zach Lina. Going to the free throw line for Nebraska Wesleyan is going to be Trevor Johnson. He's the guy who hit the three-pointer to force the overtime session on a disputed three-pointer. The shot from the free throw line is going to be up there. It's going to be no good. The ball comes out here and it's going to be picked up by Hastings. That's Jake Hamburger with another rebound. Hastings down with a 4-point lead, 83-79, 2.5 minutes to play. Here's Brady Lohman back in the offensive zone, and now we've got some action away from the basketball here. A foul is going to go on Barnsley. Trey Barnsley picks up his third personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 10 in Nebraska Wesleyan. So going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Jake Hamburger again. Hamburger has got 10 points in the ball game, 1 of 2 from the stripe. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Hamburger will have one more. He was at the free throw line late in regulation and made 1 of 2 from the stripe to give Hastings a 3-point lead. Here comes a second shot. It's up there is good. So Hamburger hits 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. And it is now an 84-79 ball game. Hastings with a 5-point lead here in this one. We're in the overtime session. Here's Barnsley with the ball. Bounce pass goes down low. With the ball down there is going to be Scheidel. Works in the lane. Kicks it back out here in 3-point territory to Bradley. Bradley down to Johnson. Spins toward the baseline against Lena. Puts up a shot. Good. He banks one home. Trevor Johnson scores. He has now got 15 points in the ball game. It's 84-81. 2 minutes to play in overtime tonight from Snyder Arena in Lincoln. Tobin Reinwald with the ball. Reinwald behind a screen from Zach Lita. Gives the ball away to Hamburger. Comes across the top to Woolman, and now we got a foul called again away from all the action. This is going to go on Wesley, and that's going to send Hastings back to the free throw line here. Jordan Bradley picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his fourth. So 10 fouls plus on Nebraska Wesleyan, and going to the free throw line is going to be Brett Wells. Wells, 6 out of 8 from the stripe tonight. He'll have 2 shots here. Eyes the bucket, lets it fly. Shot good. Wells now is 17 in the ball game. His season high, 17 points for Brent Wells. 85-81. Hastings hitting some free throws down the stretch. Brent Wells, the Elba native, goes to the free throw line for his second one. It's up there and good. Hastings with a 5-point lead again at 86-81. 1:50 left here in the overtime session. Barnsley with the ball down to Johnson. Comes over here to Bradley. He drives the ball. He's double-teamed. Bradley kicks it back out here to Jackson. Jackson, entry pass to get it to Trevor Johnson inside. A whistle. Stops play, and a foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on Zach Lina. Lina picks up his fourth personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 8 on Hastings. So instead of 2 shots like we have on the other end, this is going to be a 1-and-1 situation for Trevor Johnson. Johnson with 15 points in the ball game. He missed a free throw, and he was there just seconds ago. He is 2 out of 3 from the free throw line tonight. Sean is up there. That one is no good. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. Lena gets the board, gets it away to Tobin Reinwald, not a Lohman. So 90 seconds to play in overtime. Hastings with a 5-point lead, 86-81. Here's Reinwald with the ball out here in 3-point territory on the far sideline. Reinwald gets it now to Lohman. Ready to stands out here as Johnson will pick him up. Brent Wells inside to Reinwald. He goes for the basket. A running one-hander is up there and in. Tobin Reinwald scores. He's got 19 in the ball game. Hastings with their biggest lead of the ball game at 7 points. 88-81. 68 seconds to play. There's a shot thrown up there. No good by Bradley. Tip try, no good. Rebound comes down to Reinwald, and he's going to be fouled into play. Reinwald here in backcourt is fouled into play, and the Broncos have a 7-point lead and will go to the free throw line with 61 seconds to play. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Eric Jackson. That's going to be his third. Hastings has battled back from a 13-point second-half deficit. Now they've got a 7-point lead. Reinwald will go to the free throw line for the Broncos. He got 19 points in the ball game. His shot is up there. It's good. He's now 3 of 4 from the stripe. He'll have one more. Hastings 89, Nebraska Wesleyan 81. Hastings has outscored Wesleyan 10-2 here in the second or the overtime session. Reinwald hits his second one. It's now 90-81. Wesleyan has scored only 2 points here in the extra session. They've missed some free throws. Here's Bradley with the ball. Free throw line extended left side. Out to Scheidel. Top of the key. A 3-pointer is off of the mark. No good. Ball is tapped down. It's picked up here by Jackson to the far sideline. A 3-pointer put up and in by Barnsley. Trey Barnsley nails a 3-pointer from the left sideline. It's now 90-84. A 2-possession ball game. 43 seconds to play. Now we got a foul here in backcourt. Reinwald again will go to the free throw line here for Hastings. And we're going to have a fifth personal foul called on Jonah Bradley. He fouls out of the ball game with 42 seconds to play in the overtime session. So Bradley leads with 10 points. He had 8 of those in the first half. He becomes the second starter for Nebraska Wesleyan to foul out of the ball game. Tim Schweitzer left here with 2 minutes and 50 seconds to play. And in the ball game now will be Andrew Menace for Nebraska Wesleyan. So Hastings has the lead in the overtime session, 90-84. We'll name our players of the game coming up after the ball game here tonight, the coach's post-game show, before we get out of here. Tobin Reinwald to the free throw line for the Broncos. His shot is up there. The shot is good. Reinwald hitting some free throws here in the OT. He's now 5 out of 6 from the free throw line. He's got his season high 22 points in the ball game. Reinwald's second shot is up there. That one is good. Hastings with an 8-point lead again, 92-84, 40 seconds to play. In the overtime session, here's Barnsley with the ball. Barnsley comes over here to Menace. Works it inside to Johnson. Johnson backs up, now spins, puts up a shot over Lena. Zach gets a block, and then Lena saves the ball, but he's out of bounds. Underneath the basket, Lena got a block on the shot there by Trevor Johnson, then tried to come down with the ball, but he was stepping out of bounds. So Nebraska Wesleyan will play things in underneath their own basket with 30 seconds to play. 92-84, Hastings with a lead. Here's Barnsley out here in 3-point territory. Looking for the open three. Barnsley bounce pass down low to Johnson. Puts a man in the air. His shot is up and in. Trevor Johnson scoring there for Nebraska Wesleyan. He's got 17. There's a long pass down to four. Wells grabs it, goes for the hole. His shot is blocked, but he's fouled into play. Wells broke away there. And now Brent Wells will go to the free throw line here for Hastings College with 22 seconds to play. In overtime, the personal foul is whistled on Andrew Menace. That's going to be his first. So Wells goes to the line. He's got 13 points in the ballgame, or check that, 18 points in the ballgame for Brent Wells. That's a season high for him. So both Wells and Reinwald having a season nights here tonight. Shot from the free throw line is up there and in by Brent Wells. He's now 9 out of 11 from the free throw line. He'll get one more. Hastings back to a 7-point lead. It's the Broncos 93, Nebraska Wesleyan 86. Brent Wells again goes to the line for his second shot. It's up there, and the shot is good. Wells now with 20 in the ball game, 94 to 86. Here comes Nebraska Wesleyan back with the ball. Menace fires up a three. His shot's going to be no good. Now we got a foul call and a rebound. I think this is going to go on Brent Wells. That's going to be the case. Wells picks up his fourth personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 10 on Hastings. So Trent Scheidel now goes to the free throw line here for Nebraska Wesleyan. One out of two so far tonight. He'll have a 1-1. His shot is up there. The shot's going to be around the rim and down. He'll get one more. In the ball game now for Nebraska Wesleyan will be Byron Thompson. Coming out is going to be Trey Beardsley. 94-87. Hastings with a 7-point lead. 14 seconds to play here in overtime. Next shot is up there. No good. Wells with a rebound, and he's going to be immediately fouled into play by Johnson. Trevor Johnson picks up his third personal. So now it'll be Hastings shooting some free throws on the other end. In the first ball game tonight, the Hastings College women beat Nebraska Wesleyan by the score of 88-61. The Bronco women have now won 10 games in a row. So Brent Wells back to the free throw line for the Broncos. He's got 20 points in the ball game. He's 10 out of 12 from the free throw line. His shot is up there, and the shot is good. Wells will have another one that gives Hastings an 8-point advantage again at 95-87. This game was 79-79 at the end of regulation when Trevor Johnson hit a shot at the buzzer for Nebraska Wesleyan to tie things up. Here's Wells' next free throw. That one is going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Menace. Andrew Menace runs her back the other way down the right sideline. Cross-court pass goes over there to Jackson. Throws up a three and hits it. Eric Jackson has now got 17. It's 95-96 seconds to play. Long pass down to four. Wells chases it down in the baseline. Wells gets it now to Lena, and he's going to be fouled into play with 1.7 seconds to play. So Menace picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his second. And Hastings College is going to escape Lincoln with a win tonight. 95-90. Hastings has got the lead. Zach Lena to the free throw line. He is 2 for 2 from the line. He'll have two shots here. His first one is up there. That's going to be no good. So Zach Lena will have one more shot. 1.7 seconds to play. Hastings 95, Nebraska Wesleyan 90. Zach Lena's next free throw is up there. That one is going to be good. 96-90. Now Wesleyan will just inbound the ball. That'll be all she wrote. As a Trevor Johnson will throw a baseball pass down the floor as they get it to Jackson. Jackson fires up a three. It's going to be good at the buzzer. Eric Jackson knocks down a three-pointer. So the final score is going to be Hastings College winning the basketball game tonight over Nebraska Wesleyan in overtime. The final score, Hastings 96, Nebraska Wesleyan 93. The Broncos are now 13-4 in the season, 7-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Wesleyan drops to 8-5. They're now 3-5 in conference play. So the Broncos come back from a 13-point second half deficit. They beat Nebraska Wesleyan tonight in overtime, 96-93. Back with a recap after this.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Mmm, so many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery, with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at Snyder Arena in Lincoln, Hastings College escapes with a win here tonight as they beat Nebraska Wesleyan in overtime by a score of 96-93. Wesleyan led this baby throughout the ball game here tonight. In fact, they opened up a 13-point lead in the second half. Hastings came back to eventually grab the lead. It was 79-79 at the end of regulation as Nebraska Wesleyan hits a shot with 2 seconds to play. Trevor Johnson hitting one, but Hastings owned the overtime session here tonight. They outscored Nebraska Wesleyan 17-14 in the OT. Hastings getting 15 of their points from the free throw line. They were 15 out of 20 from the free throw line in the overtime session. And Hastings goes on to win tonight over Nebraska Wesleyan 96-93. Tobin Reinwald, 23 points in the ball game tonight for Hastings. Brett Wells had 21. Brady Lohman had 19, 11 points for Jake Hamburger, and 10 for Abu Fall. So Reinwald leads the way with 23, Wells with 21, 19 points for Brady Lohman, 11 points for Jake Hamburger, and 10 for Abu Fall. The other scorers, Zach Lina had 3 points tonight. Akeem Morissant, he had 9. Nebraska Wesleyan, they were led tonight by Eric Jackson. He comes up with 20 points. Trey Barsley had 14. Trent Seidel actually ends up with 15 points. 15 also for Tim Schweitzer. 10 points for Jonah Bradley. The other scorers, Byron Thompson, he had 2 points in the basketball game here tonight. Hastings College ended up shooting 54% for the ball game. They were 31 out of 57 tonight for 54.4%. Nebraska Wesleyan, 55.4%. They were 36 out of 65. Hastings 4 out of 12 on three-pointers tonight for 33%. Nebraska Wesleyan 15 out of 25 on three-pointers for 48%. For the free throw line, Hastings got to the line 38 times, including 20 in the overtime session. They were 30 out of 38 from the free throw line tonight for 78%. Nebraska Wesleyan just 9 out of 16 for 56%. Hastings ended up out-rebounding Nebraska Wesleyan 33 to 29. Including 11-9 on the offensive end. Hastings had 11 offensive rebounds, 22 on defense. Nebraska Wesleyan with 9 offensive rebounds and 20 on defense. Hastings had 10 turnovers in the ball game, 11 for Nebraska Wesleyan. The Broncos had 2 blocked shots and 7 steals in the ball game. Nebraska Wesleyan, they had 3 blocked shots and 3 steals. But Hastings College wins it here tonight over Nebraska Wesleyan, winning in overtime by a score of 96-93. Next ball game for Hastings will be on Sunday afternoon. The Broncos will take on Nebraska Kearney at the Osborne Sports Complex. 2 o'clock tip-off time. Special pregame show beginning at 1 on Sunday afternoon here on 1230 KHIS. Now stay tuned for the players of the game and the coaches' postgame show as Bronco basketball continues on 1230 KHIS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. The Bronco Postgame Show is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports. 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Five Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the 5-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
This is the Player of the Game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Follow the Broncos in the Hastings Tribune. To subscribe, call 402-462-2131 or online www.hastingstribune.com.
Winning both ball games here tonight. The women winning 88-61. The guys winning in overtime 96-93. This is the Players of the Game on 1230 KHIS. Hastings College women tonight getting 11 points, 10 rebounds from Frankie Peterson. She had a double-double tonight. Laurel Zwiener with 18 points and 7 rebounds. Cammy Bruckman had 20 points and 3 rebounds. Abby Jackson also in double figures, 10 points and 4 rebounds for Hastings College. The women picked up a win in the opener, 88-61. For the Hastings College guys, Brent Wells, 21 points and 8 rebounds. Tobin Reinwald, 23 points and 3 rebounds. Brady Woolman, 19 points and 5 rebounds. Jake Hamburger, 11 points and 5 rebounds. Also in double figures tonight, Abu Fall. He had 10 points and 1 rebound for the Broncos. We'll come back and name our players of the game right after this.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Click on HD Media on the Tribune website for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. For Tribune classified and circulation services, the hours are Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturdays from 8 to 10. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Our players of the game tonight for Hastings College will be Cammy Bruckman for the Hastings College women. She led the team in scoring tonight. She scores 20 points. She was 8 out of 18 from the field tonight, 2 out of 4 on three-pointers, 2 out of 4 from the free throw line, pulls down 3 rebounds, scores the 20 points, had 2 assists, and she had 3 steals as she played 24 minutes. Here tonight for head coach Kerry Hofstetter as Hastings knocked off Nebraska Wesleyan 88-61. For the Hastings College guys, Brent Wells will be our player of the game tonight. He just misses a double-double as he had 21 points and 8 rebounds. Wells was 5 out of 5 from the field, that should be. 5 out of 5 from the field tonight. He was 11 out of 14 from the free throw line. A lot of lows occurring in the overtime session. Pulls down 8 rebounds, 2 on offense, 6 on defense. Scores the 21 points, had 3 assists, and he had 3 steals as he plays 39 minutes tonight for Hastings College, as the Broncos beat Nebraska Wesleyan in overtime 96-93. So again, it's going to be Cammy Bruckman and Brent Wells, our players of the game tonight for Hastings College. Stick around. The coaches' post-game show is up next. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
You've been listening to the Player of the Game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. To subscribe, call 402-462-2131 or online at www.hastingstribune.com.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
Our post-game coverage continues with the coach's post-game show. Now, it's back to the court with the voice of the Hastings College Broncos, KHAS Radio Sports Director, Mike Will.
And Hastings College wins it here tonight in overtime over Nebraska Wesleyan, the final score of 96-93 as we wait for the coach to make his way back out of the locker room here at Snyder Arena in Lincoln. We'll get to the rest of the scores from around the Great Plains Athletic Conference while we patiently wait for the victorious coach here tonight. On the women's side of things in the GPAC tonight, Hastings College again winning over Nebraska Wesleyan by the score of 88-61. It was Morningside knocking off Dort tonight in Sioux City, 89-61. The Concordia Bulldogs picked up a big win tonight in Fremont against Midland University, 82-74. Also in women's play was Northwestern over Dakota Wesleyan, 85-76. And Briarcliff down Mount Barney by the score of 78-70. No score on the Doan College and Grace University game, a non-conference game being played down in Crete. Had some interesting games on the men's side of things as well. In addition to the Hastings College win over Nebraska Wesleyan tonight, 96-93 in overtime, Morningside has upset Dort College. Final score of 100-96. Dort was the conference leaders coming in here, and Dort beaten tonight by Morningside in Sioux City by the score of 100-96. The other scores, Midland continues to win. The Warriors knocking off Concordia tonight in Fremont by a score of 70-45. Briarcliff picked up a win in Yankton tonight in men's play. Final of 87-64. Another game going on. That's in Orange City. Dakota Wesleyan is playing at Northwestern. And Hastings College wins it here tonight over Nebraska Wesleyan by the score of 96-93. We'll take our break and come back. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
For shelter insurance.
We're people who know that the first love of your life might have been an 84 hatchback.
We believe insurance is better when it relies as much on humanity as it does on technology.
And we know what the weather is like in your area because we live in your area.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter insurance for your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
Again, Hastings College wins it here tonight, 96-93 over Nebraska Wesleyan in overtime. Tomorrow night, we've got high school basketball for you. We'll come back to this end of the state. We'll head to Gretna. Hastings St. Cecilia playing the Gretna Dragons tomorrow night. Airtime will be at 6:15. Tip-off will be at 6:30. That will be a boys-only game tomorrow. We'll have the action for you here on 1230 KHAS. Again, the pregame show tomorrow, 6:15 for Hastings St. Cecilia playing at Gretna. And on Friday night, we'll be with the Adams Central boys and girls basketball teams as they will head to Arcadia Loop City on the Friday night. That'll be a girls-boys basketball doubleheader, 6 o'clock for the girls' game. It'll be a 7:45 for the boys' contest. We'll have the action on 1230 KHAS beginning with the pregame show at about 5:45. For the Hastings College men's basketball team, they pick up the win here tonight over Nebraska Wesleyan. The Broncos are now 13-4 on the season. They are 7-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, and now Hastings will get ready for a non-conference game. That will be against Nebraska Kearney on Sunday afternoon. That one will tip off at 2 o'clock. We'll have the pregame show beginning at 1 here on 1230 KHAS. So, Coach Gavers is a missing man. He has lost in action here tonight. Has not made his way back out here, so we will get out of here for the night and make our way back to the city so we can get ready for high school basketball again tomorrow. Again, the Hastings College women picking up a win in the opener, 88-61. The Hastings College men in overtime over Nebraska Wesleyan by the score of 96-93. For my producer and engineer, John Debrin, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Lincoln.
You've been listening to the Coach's Post Game Show. Catch the excitement of Hastings College basketball home and away all season long on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio. Hastings College basketball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.